Ryan.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It was another stormy night in the South.
In Mississippi County, Arkansas, over on the eastern border, they reported 59 homes with damage.
Tommy Jackson with Arkansas Emergency Management. One person was killed the day after 10 died in tornadoes and flooding in Arkansas. Parts of East Texas also torn up. More than 100 homes damaged.
Trees are down. Power lines are down.
And more rain is adding to the flooding and the worry of it across the South and Midwest. Flash flood warnings up in 8 states. 6 NATO troops are dead in Afghanistan. Killed by an Afghan army officer. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin has more live.
That's right. The gunman was an Afghan military pilot with 20 years experience, officials say. He was in an argument at Kabul airport when he shot the troops dead. In the past 2 years, there have been 21 reported instances of Afghan military attacking coalition troops. Kabul airport is shared by civilian and military aircraft, and many U.S. personnel are stationed there, while many others fly through on their way to and from deployment. Dave?
Alistair, with some of us already paying $4 a gallon for gas or more, President Obama wants oil companies to lose their tax breaks. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
President Obama says oil companies are collecting record profits and don't need to be subsidized by U.S. taxpayers.
And to use those dollars to invest in clean energy to reduce our dependence on foreign oil.
White House spokesman Jay Carney says the president's call came after House Speaker John Boehner expressed interest in taking a look at ending oil subsidies. But in a statement, the speaker's office argues the proposal by President Obama on oil companies will actually increase the price at the pump. Dave?
Jared, a man suspected of placing a homemade bomb in a shopping mall in Colorado last week goes to court today. It was just days ago when Earl Moore got out of prison for bank robbery. And a Washington State man not guilty of stealing a hot dog. After 5 minutes of jury deliberations, he was arrested taking the dog and eating it while shopping in a grocery store. He says he simply forgot the dollar to pay for it. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Where's my PC desktop?
It's on my desk, of course.
It's also on my smartphone.
My laptop.
My notebook.
As the engines of a smarter planet,
we mid-sized businesses need to be able to work anytime, anywhere.
Wherever I go, my desktop goes with me.
Unless I'd prefer that it didn't.
Like when I'm fishing or something.
The IBM Virtual Desktop for smart business. Designed to reduce desktop management costs. Starting at $12.50 per user per month. Learn more at ibm.com/engines/desktop. Price is subject to change without notice.
For contractors looking to cut costs, a Home Depot is a great place to start. Where right now we've got new lower prices on Weather Shield pressure treated decking. The water-repellent coating means you won't have to stain or seal it for up to a year after you install it. So you save money and man-hours. That's big savings that could help lower your bids, which will help you win more business so you can build a stronger one. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
The interviews with newsmakers unedited for time, for better or worse. On file for your review at WTAW.com. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Indy Glass Company is the glass company in the area that can meet all of your auto, residential, and commercial glass needs. From windshield repair or replacement to shower enclosures, mirrors, broken windows, and new commercial construction, Indy Glass is the glass company to call today. Indy Glass will file insurance claims and has free mobile service. Indy Glass Company, 3900 South Texas Avenue at the Rock Prairie Road exit in College Station. Call 695-8676.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
It's time for Bryan College Station's 2011 American Heart Association Go Red for Women Luncheon, attended by Brazos Valley's prominent business and healthcare leaders, as well as women across the area. This luncheon will feature a luscious seated meal and a silent personality auction. The luncheon promises to be a roaring good time as guests enjoy the inspirational words of keynote speaker Linda Larson. Tickets are $50 and the luncheon is Wednesday, May 4th at the Hilton. For reservations or to make a gift in honor or in memory of a loved one, please call 512-338-2425.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
No one likes to walk away feeling they've just paid too much for their car. Now, for a limited time, BMW is offering 0.9% APR financing on select certified pre-owned BMW vehicles. That's 0.9% for the finest German engineering, performance, and handling on a vehicle that's a similar price to other, lesser new cars. That's 0.9% APR for a vehicle that's as well maintained as any on the road. And 0.9% for a protection plan backed by BMW for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles. Need we say more? Visit your authorized BMW center for details on these extraordinary offers. And remember, only an authorized BMW center has access to these special rates. Certified pre-owned by BMW.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600. That's 776-7600. Or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756. Or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
There is so much to do at our Berry Fun Festival. You're invited to the 15th annual Dewberry Festival and Barbecue Cook-Off on Saturday, April 30th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Wilson Ledbetter Park in Cameron, Texas. You'll see and can participate in a classic car show, a barbecue cook-off, a youth fishing tournament, a horseshoe tournament, and a Dewberry Cake and Cobbler Bake-Off. It's fun for the entire family. Go to cameron-tx.com for more information on the 15th annual Dewberry Festival and Barbecue Cook-Off Saturday, April 30th at the Wilson Ledbetter Park in Cameron, Texas.
WTAW News Time, 607, 75 degrees right now. Cooler today, windy as well, and the rain is gone. We'll tell you more about that after this first look at news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The former manager of the Ringer Library in College Station has been arrested for theft. Officer Rhonda Seaton says Kathleen Dill turned herself in Tuesday.
Our investigators set up a meeting with Dill, spoke with her regarding the allegations, and she admitted to taking a $64 deposit on March 5th of 2011. Fines from late books, library card sales, basically, are what made up that $64 deposit that had been made earlier in the week.
Dill says she intended to repay the money on the next deposit but failed to do so. She's also accused of taking money from the Friends of the Library, but Seaton says that organization declined to pursue prosecution. Dill managed the Ringer Library since 1997 but was fired by the City of Bryan, which is in charge of public libraries for both communities. Nearly a year and a half after College Station voters pulled the plug on cameras catching motorists running red lights, a new enforcement campaign is underway. College Station police are adding plainclothes officers stationed on foot in areas that will provide them with a clear view of the intersection. When officers see vehicles running red lights, they'll radio vehicle descriptions to a partner in a marked patrol vehicle who will then make the traffic stop. The additional enforcement is the result of an increasing number of complaints regarding the frequency of red light violators. It wasn't long ago we were paying much less for fuel. Oil is also the primary component in asphalt used in street paving. Bryan City Council last night approved staff recommendations adding projects while they can still pay for asphalt materials for 20% under the current price. City Engineer Paul Casper says the $700,000 list of additional repaving includes Villa Maria from William Joel Bryan Parkway to Briarcrest.
As soon as we can sign the papers after council approval, so I think I know the contractor is anxious to get back working on this contract. And this is really our way to maintain our pavements at a better condition so that we don't have the failure of the pavement, which has cost really a whole lot of money to essentially rebuild a roadway.
Streets in seven Bryan neighborhoods are also targeted. The complete list is on our website with this story at WTAW.com. Governor Perry is standing firm on not spending any more rainy day fund dollars. Robert Wood has that story from Austin.
The Senate budget at this point spends $3 billion in rainy day fund money, so will Governor Perry back that move? The short answer is no.
The Speaker, the Lieutenant Governor, and myself have said that we were going to have a budget that was balanced, that did not create new taxes, and that did not go into the rainy day fund. And I feel quite confident that that's where we will be at the end of the day.
The governor isn't saying he would veto the budget if it spends rainy day fund money, but is saying that there is still time to come up with a plan that doesn't. In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It was another night of severe weather in numerous places, including areas to our north and beyond, from Memphis to Midland. Thunderstorms, flooding, and north and tornadoes kept emergency crews busy in East Texas. Van Zandt County Emergency Manager Lieutenant Chuck Allen says there's been a wide area of damage there.
Numerous homes have been damaged or destroyed. Trees are down. Power lines are down. I had one confirmed injury as a result of the severe storm.
The storm was part of wave upon wave of severe weather that spawned an outbreak of tornadoes that left widespread damage as dangerous storms pounded east and central Texas for a second consecutive day. At least two homes have burned, and a West Texas community near Odessa was evacuated after new wildfires erupted in parts of that region. Two fires prompted the evacuation of the 800-resident community of Pleasant Farms, about 12 miles south of Odessa. Two homes have burned, but no injuries have been reported. The National Weather Service predicted an extreme potential for wildfires in all of West and South Texas for today. And local law enforcement are looking for your help to collect money for Special Olympics. The annual Tip-A-Cop is tonight and Thursday. Bryan Police Sergeant Jason James says it's a return to April instead of summertime for the local fundraiser, which last year generated the most money in the state.
All 100% of the proceeds we raise will go towards the Special Olympics here in our area. And what that does is buys them equipment, helps them get to the track meets and the games. And so we really want to help out our youth here and our athletes to keep them healthy and active and having fun at the Olympic Games.
Tip-A-Cop is tonight and Thursday from 5:30 until 10:30 at Texas Roadhouse in College Station. WTAW News Time is 6:11, 75 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You know, Mom, it seems like ages since I was a kid, but I'll never forget all you did for me back then. You always put me first. I wouldn't be where I am today without your support. Thanks, Mom.
How are you going to thank Mom this Mother's Day? To celebrate moms everywhere, Pro Flowers is offering 100 colorful blooms for mom for just $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Just visit proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5000. Moms love flowers. This Mother's Day, send her 100 colorful blooms plus a free glass vase, all for just $19.99 and guaranteed to last at least 7 days. Order now because Mother's Day is almost here and this amazing offer expires Friday. The only way to get this fantastic deal is to visit proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5000. That's proflowers.com, secret code 5000.
Now is the time to get your swimming pool fixed, and the Pool Guy is there for you. The Pool Guy does pool renovations, including replastering, retiling, recoping, service and repairs, weekly swimming pool maintenance, parts, equipment, chemical sales. With over 26 years' experience, the Pool Guy gives you superior service, a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians, and quality products. Whether it's time to overhaul your swimming pool or you just need supplies, call the Pool Guy today, 575-6200. That's 575-6200. For the Pool Guy.
All right, here's our weather at 6:13. Brought to you this morning by the folks at Brass's Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Go to brassesbounty.com.
It'll be breezy as we go through today with partly to mostly sunny skies. Temperatures middle 80s, followed by clear, cooler weather during tonight as temperatures fall down through the low 50s. Sunshine on Thursday up between 80 and 85. Clear at night, 54 to 58. It's a few degrees warmer Friday, middle to upper 80s and mostly sunny, and then close to 90 with a mix of cloud and sun by Saturday. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Coming up in sports, Coach Mark Johnson honored last night at the baseball game, and the game didn't want to quit. Went 12 innings, and Coach Johnson goes back to Huntsville with a win over his former team. 8-5 was the final score. We will talk about that. NBA playoffs, the Spurs are facing elimination tonight, and we'll talk Aggie football, too, as the football schedule has been released, so you can make your plans to start off with a Sunday night game against SMU. We'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
Okay, Adam. News flash, it's going to be windy today. I mean, I know that we haven't had much of that, but it's going to be up to 30 miles an hour today.
Wow.
Windy.
Wow. Boy, that'll dry my hair.
Yeah. Well, the difference is...
Both of them.
Yeah. Eventually, the winds will come out of the northwest. They aren't yet, but eventually they will. So
we're going to go outside and wait? Did you bring lawn chairs?
I didn't. And they would need to be, you'd need to put a gunite block on them right now.
True, else, true. They'd be, well, you know, you put our gunite block rear ends on them, that holds them down. So.
But we got to be here. Well,
you know what I saw last night in South College Station?
What?
Lightning.
Yeah, so?
Well, you know.
So what?
Where there's lightning.
Yeah.
There's no rain.
And again.
Right.
That's what they say, right? But you know, I did see lightning.
Yeah. Not far from here.
Uh-huh.
I mean, up there in Centerville in that area, you know,
yeah,
they got pounded again, I guess, last night.
Well, and, you know, we got teased with a little lightning.
As you said, from Memphis to Midland, is that what you said? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Natchez,
Moment.
But it is.
Let's sing, Scott.
You know it. But I was talking to a lady yesterday whose daughter lives.
Boys.
Yeah. Daughter lives in St. Louis, and you know they've had just about enough in Missouri. They've had about all they need.
Yeah, I mean, they're picking on their airport now, those tornadoes.
Yeah, you know, once again, you know, the rivers will be out of their banks up there. And that's the other thing. I don't know. I guess if you wander out and look at the Navasota or the Brazos in a couple of days, you reckon that's going to be up in the midst of crunchy ground on either side?
Well,
I don't know. I don't know.
Just,
I know how quickly a koi pond evaporates in this kind of weather.
Do you?
Oh yeah.
Now you got.
I gotta fill that sucker every other day.
Well, do you have to?
I was gonna say, are your koi like in a tenement now because their water's so low? I mean,
yeah. No, I never let it get that low. But they, you know.
But now, do you have to?
They get bunched together.
Yeah. Do you have to, you know, do something to neutralize the chlorine or?
You know, yeah, I do. I put like a little teaspoon of stuff in there, and that's all it takes is a teaspoon. When I put some regular, you know, city water in
it's
there,
a spoonful of sugar.
Yeah, that I do that.
Helps the chlorine go down.
Yeah.
Because just to be safe, I don't know that, you know, not doing it would kill them, but, you know, why take a chance? They're my pets.
After all.
That's right.
Yeah.
They never get out at
now,
night.
Now, do you have to
good point.
Do you have to clean the bottom of the koi pond? You know where I'm going with that?
I've lived there for 7 years, and I've done that once. I bought myself some of them hip waders.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I look good in them, too, I want you to know.
I own some of those.
Some of them hip waders, and I got down in there, and those hip waders are great. You know, you don't get yourself wet in those things.
Well, I got a vacuum deal if you want to borrow that sometime.
Wouldn't that suck the water up, Scott?
Well, it does, but then you're going to put some. I mean, it doesn't suck up all the water because you put that thing down at the bottom, which I guess is where all the remnants are that you'd want.
Well,
out.
You know, I really don't want to know what's on the bottom there. I really don't because.
Well, this keeps you from having to do the hip waiter thing.
But like I say, I've only done that twice in 7 years. And that was mainly just to get, you know, big rocks that had fallen down, you know, off the side, get them up and things like that.
Yeah.
And, I pulled up a little grunge.
Yeah. Okay.
Grunge.
Yeah.
Some grunge.
Here, a koi pond cleaning segment.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, you asked.
I did.
It only happens once a year.
Yeah.
Or less.
Or less.
Info.
May shut.
But now you know.
Now you know.
Yeah. We're going to have a good time.
Special day for television news anchors today. We'll tell you about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, is Katie gone now?
Hairspray day?
I know. Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One, talking tile.
Well, this is a natural slate from Brazil. It's one of the nicest slates on the market. The coloration's beautiful. It's just very nice quality, beautiful colors that people can use in their home.
This is unique. This is not what you normally find when you go to a tile store.
That's right. We've had it made in special sizes that you just don't see normally.
This is not just floor slate. This is for bathrooms, kitchens. It can be used everywhere.
That's right. This is a nicer quality slate that's harder and stronger. It can be used really anywhere.
What you bring to this, I think, is your love for the unique. You go overseas and you actually tour these places. You carry manufacturing that nobody else does here.
We need to have the newest colors and styles that are out on the market. And the only way to do that is to stay in touch with the industry. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today.
Highway 6 and College Station.
619, you know, I guess the only good thing we can say about the weather is with the wind shifting, but I went out and kind of tried to find out where the wind shift is, and it's out in Lubbock right now.
Ah.
In Lubbock this morning is 46 with a chill factor of 39, which, again, for late April is a little chillier than you're used to. But anyway, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
It'll be here, we think, the wind shift, and it'll be more refreshing as we wait for the rain to not be here.
There you go.
All right, here we go.
April the 27th, happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Actor Jack Klugman from The Odd Couple, and of course, he was Quincy too.
Sure,
he's 89. years old today.
Good for him.
There you go. Actress Anouk Ami is 79 years old
really?
Today. Mm-hmm. Casey Kasem. Birthdays today.
Yeah, we're coming in after the record.
Yeah, that'll be great.
He turns 79 today.
Well, good for him. Yeah.
Former Mrs. Burt Reynolds, Judy Carn from Laugh-In Days, is 72 years old today. Mm-hmm. Cuba Gooding, the older one, the singer of The Main Ingredient, is 67 years old. And actor Douglas Sheehan from Knots Landing is 62 years old. And Sheena Easton, the singer, turns 52 years old.
You know, that's it. I saw that this morning. Mm-hmm. And I guess when she recorded For Your Eyes Only, she must have been a youngster to have done that.
Yeah, there you go. Ace Frehley of the heavy metal band Kiss.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's Frehley.
Frehley, 60 years old today. Frehley.
Yeah, them too.
Yeah, there you go. And that's really about all I got.
It is. I would agree. Yeah. But the thing is, we probably could use supplemental birthdays today, but quite honestly, we just don't have the time.
There you go.
I mean, we're just...
Well, we talked so much coy. I mean...
Well, yeah. There's only...
Well, we've talked longer on other things.
That's true.
Well, there's without a doubt. That is who we are.
Well, yeah.
So in Australia...
Add that to the growing list of possible epitaphs for this show when the time comes.
That's right.
In a struggling gym in Spain is hoping potential clients will like getting in the buff.
Oh, dear Lord.
To get buff.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, launching naked workouts.
No.
I don't know that this is going to work.
No.
No, you can hurt yourself.
Customers have been invited to burn calories in the nude at Easy Gym, which, I'm just going to read it, provides towels to prevent slippage on the equipment.
Yikes.
You know, they always tell you to towel off the equipment when you get done anyway.
Right.
Just as a courtesy.
And now you really should.
Easy Gym's owner said, quote, "We knew we had to innovate because we were losing clients. I'm not a nudist myself, but I don't mind it at all," end quote.
Once again, this is not going to go the way that anyone envisions.
No, okay? I cannot imagine that will work.
You're not going to get the hot mom from Modern Family on there on the elliptical. Yeah. Because it's just not going
to
happen.
A lot of people that go to gyms need to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, now a lot of people that go to gyms have been there for a long time and they're doing quite well. But I'd say it's about 50-50.
And the percentage of creepy male memberships is about to go through the roof.
Yeah, anyway, that's not anywhere around here.
A lot of windowless white vans parked in the parking lot.
That's right.
Second day in a row.
Sitting on the sofa reading magazines.
Yeah.
Are you ready for live music, food, fun, and festivities right here in College Station? Well, you're in luck. The City of College Station presents the 6th Annual Duck Jam Music Festival, coming Friday and Saturday, April 29th and 30th at Wolfpen Creek Amphitheater. On Friday, join the Lofts at Wolfpen Creek for a packed night of live music. Saturday, grab the kids and join us for a family-friendly day of live music, dog jumping, barbecue cook-off, and sample food from local restaurants. Check out DuckJam.com. For more info and for tickets and hotel information, look up Duck Jam on Facebook.
Watching Your Wallet, I'm Jennifer Kishinka. It's nearly impossible to get customer service these days without waiting in line, on hold, or for a technician to show up within an 8-hour window. Now, companies are promising shorter wait times, 24-hour access, and other privileges to customers willing to pay for it. In an effort to both make a buck and fix the public relations nightmare that has become customer service, cable companies, airlines, and gadget makers are charging for better service. For $180 extra per year, Time Warner Cable customers can have access to a 24-hour support hotline and a 3-hour service window. Apple's begun offering small businesses a version of its popular ProCare package with repair and troubleshooting privileges. American recently joined United and Southwest in charging flyers for priority boarding access. Watching Your Wallet, sponsored by GEICO. They've been saving people money on car insurance for over 70 years. See how much you could save online at GEICO.com or over the phone at 1-800-947-AUTO. I'm Jennifer Kishinka at the Wall Street Journal.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so remember controversial appointments by the anointed one, Cass Sunstein. Animals should have attorneys. Anita Dunn, her favorite philosopher, Mao Van Jones, avowed communist 9/11 truther. Well, now we have Reverend Wright and now a new pastor. And this church is the one that Obama attended services on Easter.
Barack's presidency does not solve the question of justice in this nation. Anytime you can have the kind of hate mongering that continues in the hallowed halls of talk radio, It shows that Barack's presidency has not solved the problem.
Is there anybody vetting over there at the White House?
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today. Right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, Mom, it seems like ages since I was a kid, but I'll never forget all you did for me back then. You always put me first. I wouldn't be where I am today without your support. Thanks, Mom.
How are you going to thank Mom this Mother's Day? To celebrate moms everywhere, Pro Flowers is offering 100 colorful blooms for mom for just $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Just visit proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5000. Moms love flowers. This Mother's Day, send her 100 colorful blooms plus a free glass vase, all for just $19.99 and guaranteed to last at least 7 days. Order now because Mother's Day is almost here and this amazing offer expires Friday. The only way to get this fantastic deal is to visit proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5000. That's proflowers.com, secret code 5000.
There are over 4,000 diet and exercise books in print, and they all seem to contradict each other. This is Charlie Lima. At Train with Charlie, we teach our clients that nutrition and supplementation account for 70 to 80% of your progress when fat loss is the goal. If you've been frustrated with diets in the past, your frustration is over. Train with Charlie's 24-day challenge has the average person losing 8 to 10 pounds and 9 inches in their first 24 days. Visit collegestationfitness.com and register for the 24-day challenge today.
Hey, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 626. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. For 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. Sunny, high temperature about 83, windy. It says northwest winds, but we're not really at a point where they're going to shift anytime soon. But before it's over with today, they will be coming out of the northwest. And again, very breezy, 20 to 25 miles an hour and gusts up to 30. Tonight, 53 will be our low with wind gusts up to 25. The north easterly winds tomorrow about 5 miles an hour, a little break from the wind. And a little break in the temps, too. 81 with the northeast wind should feel kind of nice. 55 for our low temperature tomorrow night. And we'll stay right around in that neighborhood for the balance of the weekend. Looks like Sunday there's a 30% chance of rain. So, again, an opportunity to cross our fingers around here. We have humidity of 88%. Winds are from the southwest at 9. And we've got 76 degrees out there.
Just because a food is considered a health food doesn't make it healthy for you. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Joe, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
My last customer was a busy mom with lots to do until she noticed a big crack in her windshield. She didn't want to drive with her baby in that car, so she scheduled online at safelight.com. No one makes replacing a windshield easier. Plus, she loved how SafeLight emails a photo of the technician, so she knew who was coming to her house and how soon.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Save a life during the PetSmart Charities National Adoption Weekend, sponsored by Purina Pro Plan and Tidy Cats. Visit your local PetSmart store April 29th through May 1st. Adopt a pet and we'll give you a coupon for a free bag of Purina Pro Plan dog or cat food and a $5 off coupon for Tidy Cats litter. Plus, receive other valuable coupons while supplies last. Don't miss the PetSmart Charities National Adoption Weekend, April 29th through May 1st, only at PetSmart. We love to see healthy, happy pets. For more information, visit PetSmartCharities.org.
Eating healthy can be confusing. Just because something like fat or sugar has been removed doesn't make it healthy.
So if it's fat-free, sugar-free, whatever, and people are just eating mass quantities and assuming, well, that'll be better because they took something out. The problem is what they might have put in or what they left out makes it not quite a good choice.
Registered dietitian Leslie Bonsi, director of sports nutrition at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center and author of the book The Active Calorie Diet, says a lot of food we think of as healthy is really not, like trail mix.
The problem with trail mix is, first of all, if somebody's actually hiking trails for several hours, would make it worthwhile to have. But trail mix, the serving size is about a quarter of a cup. That's not even a handful.
And trail mix has a lot more calories than people realize.
it's pretty calorically dense because there's nuts, there might be some dried fruit, and maybe perhaps even some chocolate in there. And unless people are going to be very, very careful, you can end up consuming massive calories.
Yogurt is another health food that may not be so great.
If people are navigating through the dairy aisle and you see the yogurt that has the M&Ms or the Reese's Pieces on the top, that should be a number one cause for concern. I would much rather people buy a plain or a vanilla yogurt and do your own add-ins. At the end of the day, it's still going to be a much, much healthier option.
Tomorrow, more health foods that aren't so healthy. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
Who do you like for the BISD School Board?
I like Roy Flores. He believes teachers need to maintain discipline in their classrooms.
What do you mean?
Zero tolerance isn't working, so he wants to put discipline back in the hands of the parents and teachers by giving each parent a choice, pay a citation, or go with corporal punishment.
It's about time someone wasn't afraid to say that. It worked for us when we were in school.
Vote Saturday, May 14th. Paid for by the committee to elect Roy Flores, Monica Palisota, treasurer.
WTAW News Time is 6:30, 74 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today, not as warm with a high in the lower 80s, and then we'll drop down to the lower 50s tonight. We'll tell you more about that coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. St. Joseph, it's your choice. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A week after being fired, the former manager of the Ringer Library in College Station has been arrested for theft. Kathleen Dill turned herself in Tuesday at the city jail. Officer Rhonda Seaton says the city of Bryan, which operates libraries in both communities, sought prosecution, but a second theft victim did not.
The other victim being the Friends of the Bryan Public Library. I believe the allegations of the other incident was over a different period of time. However, we have no case on that because they declined to press charges.
Dill told investigators she took $64 in library card sales and fines on March 5th, saying she intended to repay the money with the next deposit but failed to do so. An increasing number of complaints about running red lights in College Station has the attention of the police department. A new enforcement campaign is underway using plainclothes officers camping out at intersections, placing themselves with a clear view of traffic signals and vehicles. When officers see violations, they'll radio information to partners in marked patrol cars, who in turn will stop offenders. It's one of several methods planned to decrease red light runners. Taking advantage of lower oil prices means more street paving in Bryan. Last night, City Council approved more projects while paying 20% less than the current price for asphalt. City Engineer Paul Casper says the list includes streets in seven neighborhoods.
We try to spread the street maintenance work around town, and say it's completely evenly, but we definitely try to locate it where they're working in a neighborhood at a time. This allows us to increase the life of the pavement.
Repaving is also proposed on Villa Maria from Briarcrest to William Joe Bryan Parkway. The complete list is on our website with this story at WTAW.com. Texas Congressman Ron Paul is taking the first formal steps in another run for the Republican presidential nomination, setting up an exploratory committee. He's starting in Iowa, where the first straw poll will be held in August.
Ron Paul says in 2008, young people were attracted to his message, and that'll be more true this time around.
They should be, because as far as I'm concerned, they're getting dumped on.
With higher taxes and diminished prospects for jobs, Paul says.
And when this is explained to college kids especially, the response is very, very favorable.
Paul claims that voter attitudes are changing his way. Steve Taylor, Fox News Radio.
A new poll shows 66% of people surveyed believe the United States is back in a recession. Pollster Scott Rasmussen says homeowners are very concerned, with only half believing their home is worth more than their mortgage.
And that's a huge factor in your personal financial statement. The other, on the short-term cash flow issues, half of Americans don't have any money left over at the end of the month once they pay all their regular bills. That means when gas prices go up or grocery prices go up, they're cutting out of discretionary spending, and it's felt very directly.
Rasmussen says consumer confidence began dropping in February when pump prices started to soar. The attorney for the Fort Hood shooting suspect says he plans to urge the new commanding general at Fort Hood not to seek the death penalty in the case. Attorney John Galligan has a May 6th meeting with General Donald Campbell. Galligan represents Nadal Hassan, a Muslim charged with 13 counts of premeditated murder and 32 counts of attempted premeditated murder in the November 2009 shootings. Two Army colonels have recommended Hassan be court-martialed and face the death penalty. Sony says the credit card data of PlayStation users around the world may have been stolen in a hack. That's forced it to shut down its PlayStation network for the past week, disconnecting 77 million user accounts. Industry experts say the scale of the breach is staggering and could cost the company
billions of dollars. If you tried to log into things such as your Netflix account through your Sony PlayStation 3, that would explain why you were unable to do so. Local Special Olympics athletes are the winners as local law enforcement holds their annual Tip-A-Cop fundraiser tonight and Thursday. Bryan Police Sergeant Jason James says some statewide bragging rights are also on the line.
Bryan, College Station Roadhouse raised more money than any other roadhouse in the state of Texas, and actually it raised more than all the roadhouses combined in Austin. And so we did really good. We're excited about it. We're going to push it for two nights this week, and we're going to kind of break away from the summer months and come back and do it back in April.
Tip-A-Cop is tonight and Thursday night from 5:30 until 10:30 at Texas Roadhouse in College Station. WTAW News Time 6:35, 74 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. More news coming up at 7 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Did you see that?
What?
Her.
I did. But mainly I noticed how you were looking backward while driving forward.
I can't believe what they wear to games these days.
Did I mention how St. Joseph is ranked in the top 5% of spine and neck surgery nationwide?
I mean, it's enough to give a guy a heart attack.
Well, fortunately, St. Joseph is 5-star rated in coronary intervention, too.
To find out your risk for stroke and heart attack, go to sjprevention.com. Ratings by Health Grades for 2010.
Looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle? It's Caldwell Country Chevrolet's goal to provide you with an excellent purchase and ownership experience. Click CaldwellCountry.com. Caldwell Country, just a conversation away.
Hi, this is Vanessa Gilry with Chateau Chic Salon and Spa. From now through May 8th, receive $10 off all facials, just in time for Mother's Day. That includes regular, mini, and signature facials. Call and book your appointment with me, Vanessa, at 703-8507. That's 703-8507. Chateau Chic Salon and Day Spa is located on Brothers Boulevard, just off Longmire. Don't forget the Mother's Day special. Receive $10 off all facials through May 8th at Chateau Chic Salon and Spa.
It's 6:36. Let's do ourselves a little bit of weather this morning. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Go to 2C, you can call 268-ROOF, or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Through today, partly to mostly sunny skies and breezy. Temperatures during this afternoon will be warm into the mid-80s, and tonight it's cooler, drier with clear skies, and down between 50 and 55 by early Thursday morning. Looks like a real nice day coming up on Thursday. Seasonably warm, 80 to 85 degrees and sunny. Clear at night, mid to upper 50s, mostly sunny and a bit warmer on Friday. High temperature then, middle to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We'll talk Aggie football. The schedule is out for 2011. You can make your plans to be at Kyle Field the first three weekends of the year, the first three football games, I should say. We'll talk about that. We'll talk Major League Baseball, the NBA, as the Spurs try to hang on tonight. And the Aggie baseball team, their midweek woes continue. They lose to the Bearcats last night. All that and more coming up in sports.
Yeah, they're, of course, they got some games left, but I think going into that game, they were eighth in the nation. And if you're going to start talking about...
Well, sixth in Baseball America.
Okay, yeah. Sixth and eighth. And then, but they've lost to TCU and they've lost to Rice. And if they're going
to
get a regional...
And Houston.
Yeah, or a super regional, you know, they're going to have to kick it up a notch.
Yeah, those midweek games are important, you know, when they start talking about the RPI. But they're, you know, but they're leading the Big 12 by a game. Yeah. They're playing good when it counts.
And
but,
they got a tournament coming up, so, yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Got a shot at that. So, I don't know if this is news or not, but it would appear that the there are reports out this morning that the Bush School of Government and Public Service may be looking for a new dean and executive professor.
Really?
Ryan Crocker may be on the way out.
Oh.
The Obama administration expected to announce that it will replace the ambassador to Afghanistan, that would be, of course, Carl Eikenberry, as we all know, with Ryan Crocker. So,
oh, wow.
See what happens. That's in Politico this morning. That was kind of a second line to the story that they're leading with, and that is that Leon Panetta will become the new Secretary of Defense to replace Robert Gates. So a couple of Texas A&M connections right there. Of course, Gates formerly the head of the Bush School as well.
Mm-hmm. Saw today where he is going to receive, he's the commencement speaker, spring commencement speaker at the University of Oklahoma.
Oh, wow.
And he will receive an honorary degree from there.
Oh, good for him. And again, obviously he did the same thing. He was head of Central Intelligence, moved into defense. And so it looks like Panetta will be the next one to make that move. And
I've got to think there's probably some thought that he's going to be ready to head off to the great Northwest.
Yeah, right off into the sunset.
Not that there's necessarily one time that's better than another to be in that position, but right now. And Sarah Palin just couldn't resist taking a last shot at Katie Couric. She, asked by host Greta Van Sistern about the news of Katie leaving, Sarah said, quote, "Yeah, I think I read that in a newspaper." Newspaper, she said. One of my many newspapers that I read online, which I guess is supposed to be a shot at Katie. She gets her news from someplace other than Katie. As a lot of people do.
It's also a shot at the newspaper industry because it was one of the many newspapers she reads online.
Yes. As she's looking out her window at Russia.
It was Tina Fey that said that.
That's right. She said, and yeah, I hear that she wants to now engage in more multidimensional storytelling versus, I guess, just straight reading off that teleprompter screen. Very nice. Very nice, Sarah.
That's the role where she will be most successful.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
As opposed to a policy-making elected office.
Yeah, you want
to
do what she call herself, the Mama Grizzly?
Yeah, something like that.
Doing that thing, see, that works.
Yeah.
We'll talk to Bill Flores this morning, and we'll basically save it for then. But the politics of oil just continues. I mean, every one of us understands every time we go to fill up, that you watch that top number move a lot faster than the second number.
Do you notice that?
Yeah, sure.
Golly, I mean, it seems like you hadn't been there any time at all, and you spent $20.
Yeah, and again.
And then you spent $40.
Yeah, and again.
Yeah, oftentimes I think about my friend in high school who would only, you know, that if we were going on a long trip, he'd put $10 in. I'm thinking, that'll
take you out of town, maybe.
Yeah, that wouldn't fill up his 74 Chevrolet anymore.
No. Golly.
Well, and again, it's just there's a lot of politics involved in this as well. And doesn't matter who's in control, whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats, they've always got some way that they can point a finger and say, you know, it's your fault.
Yeah.
So anyhow, we'll talk to him about that a little bit today.
And, you know, the price of gas is one thing because a lot of people buy gas. A lot of people drive out there. Just look at the cars. But you know something that everybody does? Or you hope everybody does. Unfortunately, everybody doesn't. But most everybody does is eat.
Yeah.
Good gosh. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
The price of, you know, the price of getting to the grocery store is up. And then once you get there, I mean, you know, I'm not a family of four, but what does it cost? $200 a week to feed a family of four now at the grocery store? Is it
Mr. Murphy would be closer to that.
A family of four. What does it cost?
It depends on what you eat, where you eat, how often you eat it, and you know what you do with it after the fact.
Yeah.
So
I'm just talking about at the grocery store. I mean, it's
we had that this morning. We had that this morning. The discussion about how many people are living paycheck to paycheck, and energy is certainly a part of that in many ways beyond just what you put in your tank. As we've talked about before, it doesn't matter what it is, what you buy. Diesel has something to do with getting it from where it's made to where it's consumed, and plus petroleum products having to do with the manufacture of some things. So there are any number of ways. Today, Chase has got the story about how asphalt, I mean, that's a petroleum-based product, and the price of that goes up. There are just any number of ways that it impacts us, and we have to make spending decisions based on that. It would be interesting to know if overall what Parents Weekend did to this area. And, again, we're very fortunate. We have those extra engines in our economy like Parents Weekend that causes people to be here, to spend money here, that helps us out. But, I mean, just the surrounding counties, how are they impacted in a negative way? And they don't have those extra engines in their economy to generate stuff.
If those people that live in surrounding counties drive to a major institution in a central Texas county for work, you know, that money that they spend on fuel is not tax deductible. That's just the cost of getting to work.
Exactly.
And for that reason, they may decide that they're going to take a bag to lunch rather than go out and eat.
Sure.
So it's certainly a ripple effect. So the politics of oil, and again, we'll talk to Bill about that today. So you see that Fox News took the president to task for not telling everybody happy Easter.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I guess I missed that.
Yeah. Well, you know, he didn't
he didn't say anything about Easter in his week address, his weekend address last weekend, and so now, and that caused Jake Carney to squirm a little bit. But it's always kind of fun to watch him squirm anyway. But Fox News was the one that was carrying that. Is, you know, he did wish everyone a happy Passover, and he recognized Ramadan properly at the correct time, but didn't say happy Easter. So they're on him about that.
Yeah.
And I don't know. But, oh, and, you know, by the way, before you know it, it's going to be time to start the presidential debates.
Yes.
For the Republicans. The first one is going to be in South Carolina. Fox News, it'll be next Thursday.
Next Thursday?
Are you ready for a Republican presidential
debate?
Next Thursday? Well, see, here's the deal. The state had said that they expected Nudipoo to be there and Rick Santorum. Now, as Chase had, Ron Paul has made his formal announcement, but they thought Buddy Romer would be there, who used to be the governor over in Louisiana. And they thought Tim Pawlenty was going to be there. Was going to be there. But so far, only Romer and Pawlenty had filed their FEC paperwork, and then I guess now Ron Paul may be. Well, I guess, no, he just did the exploratory committee,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, he hasn't.
So, hadn't even done that. So I would think a stunning debate between Buddy Romer and Tim Pawlenty
is going to
get the Republicans really ginned up.
Is it going to be televised, like, or local access?
We're talking Fox News. No, Fox News.
Golly.
Now, Mitt Romney has done all the paperwork he needed, but he's not planning on being there. So see how that works out. Hey, and how about Mitt? Did you hear about Mitt? Kind of stubbed his toe a little bit.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. He wrote an op-ed piece, and he was criticizing the president for his stimulus programs. He said, quote, as one of the biggest peacetime spending binges in American history. Well, obviously,
I don't think we're exactly in peacetime
for
there.
For those who have had youngins in harm's way, they wouldn't actually call this peacetime. And so he later said, well, what I meant to say is since World War II. Okay. You know, don't they have people to read over that?
Yeah. Yeah, you get to the point where you need to say what you mean to say.
And the New Jersey Secretary of State yesterday ruled that Carl Lewis cannot run for the state Senate in New Jersey
because he hasn't met
the four-year residency requirement.
Well, he's running track everywhere.
Well, I guess he is.
And singing the national anthem.
I was going to say, if it gives him an opportunity to sing the anthem one more time,
ooh,
then
mercy.
That in itself would be fine. Because after all, I think most U.S. Americans could probably do as well as he did and it not be broadcast.
Oh,
but anyway.
Well, I could do better than
he did. That's what I'm saying.
And I'm terrible.
Yeah, most U.S. Americans could. All right, 647.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car's European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. Saturday, April 30th, it's fence line weed and brush control. And although it's challenging, it's very cost effective. The right products and methods can save both time and money. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
I was out in our yard the other evening. We just had a cool rain shower and everything was lush and spring green. It was one of those special moments in the life of a Texas gardener. One of those times that lets you forget, at least for that instant, the stresses that we gardeners face in Texas. Landscaping interest made for the shade. That's what we're going to talk about in today's program. I'll be back with details right after this message. How many products does it take to protect more than 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from insects? Just one. Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced is formulated for use on more than 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable crops. This product offers season-long protection without spraying. It kills insects and prevents new infestations. Its rainproof protection won't wash off. One container of the product treats 640 square feet of vegetables or up to 9 fruit trees with a canopy width of 10 feet. No spraying, just mix it and pour. See the label for plant-specific restrictions for pre-harvest intervals. If no pre-harvest intervals listed, then Bayer Advanced Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control Concentrate can be applied up to and including the day of harvest. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. Bayer Advanced Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control, BayerAdvanced.com. Our family lives surrounded by mature pecan trees whose towering canopies have snuffed out all but occasional remains of sunlight during the growing season. Sun-loving flowers are pretty much out of the question for me, so I'm left with the dilemma of how to create a little excitement in our surroundings, and that's without using plants that require sunlight to thrive. I'm going to share a few things that have worked for me over the last 34 years. First, I use a wide variety of leaf and stem textures. Large leaf plants like oak leaf hydrangeas, aspidistras, marionella hollies, leatherleaf mahonias, and elephant ears contrast wonderfully with the fine textures of ferns, Asian jasmine, nandinas, dwarf yopons, mondo grass, and liriope. Arching plants like Italian jasmine bring grace and softness to their surroundings, while individual Christmas tree-shaped Nellie R. Stevens hollies act as bold sentinels. Leaf colors serve you well as well. They're all manners of greens, from gray-greens and blue-greens to the deepest greens of hollies, magnolias, and jasmine. We have a substantial assortment of purple leaf plants, including forest pansy redbuds, purple winter creeper euonymus, and purple fringe flower shrubs. Many of our more useful shrubs and ground covers even have variegated leaves that sport two or more colors beyond the default shade of green, so there's ample opportunity to find living color for your shaded corner. Hardscaping colors figure into the mix as well. These are the non-living elements of good garden design. Color could come from patio furniture, garden art, pavers, and landscaping stone. Every last thing you place in your landscape brings its own inherent colors, and you have to consider each one of them as you plan your garden design. Think of your landscape as a snapshot photograph, because that's how visitors will see it all at one time and all parts in under visual scrutiny. Let's talk about shining stars for the shade. If you're looking for a flowering shrub for a shady corner, oak leaf hydrangeas are waiting to serve. If you're only familiar with the finicky florist hydrangea, you need to try this one. It's a real shrub, oak leaf hydrangea, Hydrangea quercifolia. It's an outstanding landscaping shrub. Oak leaf hydrangeas grow best in shade. They can tolerate a couple of hours of early morning sunlight. They flower in mid to late spring with great big floral bracts. They're absolutely wonderful. Any pruning and reshaping you do should be done right after they bloom. I'm Neil Sperry. Four tropicals worth trying in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
It's Wednesday. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take a first look at your sports. It's 6:52, and it's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. We'll chalk up a win-win night for former Texas A&M baseball coach Mark Johnson. His last game at Olsen Field didn't want to end, and when it did end, after 12 innings, it was his Bearcats on top 8-5 as sixth-ranked A&M midweek woes continue. It was the Aggies' fourth straight Tuesday night loss, all to non-conference Texas teams. A&M tied the game at 3-3 with a three spot in the fourth, then went up 5-3 with two in the fifth, but Sam tied it at 5-all with two in the top of the ninth. After two scoreless extra innings, the Bearcats scored three in the top of the 12th, sending eight batters to the plate. The Aggies dropped to 29-12 for the year as they start back with a one-game lead in the Big 12. They'll travel to Missouri to start a three-game series on Friday night. Before the game last night, Johnson, who coached at A&M for 23 years and is its winningest baseball coach, was recognized and given a standing ovation by the players and the crowd of about 3,500. The 2011 Aggie football schedule was officially released yesterday, and they will play their first three games at home. It'll start on Sunday, September the 4th, when they host SMU at Kyle Field in a 6:30 TV game. After 13 days off, A&M will host Idaho September the 17th at the tentative time of 6 o'clock. And then they open Big 12 play September 24th at home with Oklahoma State. The third game of the Southwest Classic will have A&M looking for a win over Arkansas October the 1st at Cowboys Stadium. And then the next seven Saturdays we'll have A&M at Tech, home with Baylor, at Iowa State, home with Missouri for a second straight year, at Oklahoma, at Kansas State, home with Kansas before hosting Texas on Thanksgiving Day. Oklahoma State will play at Iowa State next season on the Friday before Thanksgiving. The Big 12 announced yesterday the game had been moved up a day to November the 18th so it could be televised by ESPN2. It'll be the second game on Iowa State's schedule to be moved to a Friday. They're going to play UConn on Friday, September the 16th. The season opening game between TCU and Baylor has been moved up a day for a national TV broadcast. ESPN will televise the Friday night, September 2nd matchup of last year's bowl teams, Rose Bowl champion TCU and the Texas Bowl participant Baylor Bears. The A&M golf team made up two spots in the Big 12 Golf Championships in Kansas, but they lost ground to the leader Oklahoma State. After two rounds, OSU led fourth place A&M by seven shots. Well, after three rounds, OSU leads now second place A&M, but by 12 shots. A&M shot their best score so far, 275 on Tuesday, led by Jordan Russell, 66. The tournament will end today. High school softball playoffs will start this weekend. A&M Consolidated will meet Mesquite Horn in a best-of-three series starting Friday in Troy. Saturday's game at Troy will be at 2 and will follow by a third if needed game. Bryan Vikings will meet Mesquite in a best-of-three at Waco Riker Field. Game 1, 7 o'clock Friday night. Game 2, Saturday at 2, followed by the if-needed game 3. And Rutter will meet Ennis in a best-of-three starting Friday in Ennis at 6. Game 2 will be at Rutter Saturday at noon, and if needed, a Game 3 would be at the Waco ISD on Monday. San Antonio Spurs are looking to avoid elimination at the hands of the 8th seed Memphis Grizzlies since tonight's Game 5 in San Antonio. The Spurs finished the regular season with the best record in the West, but they've struggled all this series. If the Grizzlies win, they'd be only the second number 8 seed to beat a number 1 seed. And finally, after analyzing public records for more than 20 colleges and universities and federal participation statistics from all 345 institutions at the NCAA's highest level, the New York Times is reporting that many Division I schools are distorting their athletic participation numbers so that they can remain compliant with Title IX. The newspaper found some schools were padding the rosters of women's teams with unqualified players or counting athletes who no longer wanted to compete. The New York Times also reported that schools counted male practice players as women and trimmed the rosters of men's teams. Title IX was passed in 1972, designed to create equal educational opportunities for men and women. And that's your first look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota at 657. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
David Gardner's has been around for more than 25 years. In addition to selling and making outstanding jewelry, they bring neat things to Bryan College Station, and they're going to be doing that this weekend. So joining me from New York, Charlie Rosario. I can't imagine there's not any of us who haven't always wondered how a diamond goes from what it looks like when it comes out of the ground to what it looks like when it's in that piece of jewelry. But you're going to kind of pull the veil back and let us see how it's done this weekend.
We're going to be at David Gardner's doing a cutting and cleaving demonstration show how it goes from being a little rock into a gem. I think that everyone in general will get it, and I think it's even fun for kids to see, because this is, goes back to, you know, your old geology class, and then you get to appreciate all those little tiny facets that are on every diamond. This is educational, it's informative, and it actually will help all consumers appreciate the value of a diamond. If you can understand that, you'll know what you're paying for.
That's this weekend, April 29th and 30th at 911 University Drive. David Gardner's Jewelers, the official jeweler of Aggie Athletics.
Howdy, this is State Farm Agent Brenda Keith, serving the Brazos Valley for over 28 years. We live in a rapidly changing world, but some things never change. My staff and I are always prepared to help you and our policyholders during difficult times of loss and tragedy. We are your friends and neighbors. Thank you for voting us best insurance agent in the Brazos Valley for the past 6 years. Call us today to schedule an appointment so we can help you with your current insurance needs at 260-9734 or email me at brendakeith.com. com.
There are over 4,000 diet and exercise books in print, and they all seem to contradict each other. This is Charlie Lima. At Train with Charlie, we teach our clients that nutrition and supplementation account for 70 to 80% of your progress when fat loss is the goal. If you've been frustrated with diets in the past, your frustration is over. Train with Charlie's 24-day challenge has the average person losing 8 to 10 pounds and 9 inches in their first 24 days. Visit collegestationfitness.com and register for the 24-day challenge today.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. I know we missed the rain again. Yes, we did. But it's windy out there. That's kind of interesting. We'll have northwesterly winds later on today. High of 81 today, 53 for low temperature tonight. About the same thing, actually, through the end of the week.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. 8 NATO troops are dead in Afghanistan and a contractor, all shot and killed by a veteran Afghan military officer at the airport in Kabul. Now, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan may soon head up the CIA. Big changes coming in Washington, where Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern's live.
And Dave, a senior U.S. official tells Fox CIA Chief Leon Panetta will be nominated as the next Secretary of Defense, replacing the retiring Robert Gates later this year. In addition, the AP confirms Army General David Petraeus will be nominated to lead the CIA. Lieutenant General John Allen would then replace Petraeus as top commander in Afghanistan. Dave.
Jared, this is not a sound you want to hear. That's in Texas, where nasty storms tore a community apart, damaging over 100 homes. Arkansas got hit hard again. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more live.
Dave, storms killed yet another person in Arkansas.
I didn't realize exactly how bad it was. It's pretty bad out there.
And nearly 60 homes were damaged. Thunderstorms and suspected tornadoes tore up roofs, trees, and power lines from Louisiana to Mississippi. Somebody was even hurt when a trailer was turned over at an oil drilling site. And it rained so much in parts of West Tennessee that the Navy base at Millington needed to be evacuated, Dave.
Evan, there are now flood warnings and watches across the South and Midwest as a lot of heavy rain keeps falling. 2 days before the royal wedding, a royal rehearsal at dawn in London, where Fox News Radio's Alistair Wankland's live.
Military bands and soldiers on horseback parading along the route the royal newlyweds will be taking.
Nobody does pomp and ceremony like the Brits do.
She saw the rehearsal. More details about security today. Police saying even guests invited to the wedding service may be frisked. Well, there's another glimpse of the decoration. 6 full-sized trees carried into Westminster Abbey, Dave.
Alistair, how grande is Starbucks? It's now third in U.S. sales for restaurants behind McDonald's and Subway. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
You know, Mom, it seems like ages since I was a kid, but I'll never forget all you did for me back then. You always put me first. I wouldn't be where I am today without your support. Thanks, Mom.
How are you going to thank Mom this Mother's Day? To celebrate moms everywhere, Pro Flowers is offering 100 colorful blooms for mom for just $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Just visit proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5000. Moms love flowers. This Mother's Day, send her 100 colorful blooms plus a free glass vase, all for just $19.99 and guaranteed to last at least 7 days. Order now because Mother's Day is almost here and this amazing offer expires Friday. The only way to get this fantastic deal is to visit proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5000. That's proflowers.com, secret code 5000.
Howdy, Coach Gary Blair inviting you to a celebration dinner and silent auction presented by Mac Resource Computers on Thursday, May the 5th at the Tap, benefiting Special Olympics and other charities. Go to GaryBlairGolf.com for more information. The doors open at 6, and $10 will get you dinner, drinks, and a silent auction. Special thanks to Chili Fest, Mac Resource, Chevron, Outback Steakhouse, CC Creations, Jack Hillier Distributing, and News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're looking for the best, and you should always be looking for the best, look no further than the Eye Care Center. I'm Dr. Belinda Dobson. At the Eye Care Center, Center, our staff proudly offers the most cutting-edge technology in the Brazos Valley. With our highly specialized team of doctors and revolutionary equipment, it's easy to see why when people want the best in the Brazos Valley, they come see us at the Eye Care Center. Get the best service from the best the Brazos Valley has to offer. The Eye Care Center, 779-2020, or visit youreyecarecenter.com.
Who do you like for the BISD School Board?
I like Roy Flores. He believes teachers need to maintain discipline in their classrooms.
What do you mean?
Zero tolerance isn't working, so he wants to put discipline back in the hands of the parents and teachers by giving each parent a choice, pay a citation or go with corporal punishment.
It's about time someone wasn't afraid to say that. It worked for us when we were in school.
Vote Saturday, May 14th. Paid for by the committee to elect Roy Flores, Monica Palisota, treasurer.
Batteries Plus is trimming the cost of lawn and garden batteries. Right now at Batteries Plus, you can save $5 on a new battery for your riding lawnmower, cordless trimmer, weed whacker, leaf blower, and more. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place. Savings after mail-in rebate. Offer valid on Extreme lawn and garden batteries only. Offer good through May 31st, 2011. Other exclusions may apply.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station, located on the corner of Texas and Holland, and now through May 31st, and receive $5 off select lawn and garden batteries after mail-in rebate. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place.
No one likes to walk away feeling they've just paid too much for their car. Now, for a limited time, BMW is offering 0.9% APR financing on select certified pre-owned BMW vehicles. That's 0.9% for the finest German engineering, performance, and handling on a vehicle that's a similar price to other, lesser new cars. That's 0.9% APR for a vehicle that's as well maintained as any on the road. And 0.9% for a protection plan backed by BMW for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles. Need we say more? Visit your authorized BMW center for details on these extraordinary offers. And remember, only an authorized BMW center has access to these special rates. Certified pre-owned by BMW.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600. That's 776-7600. Or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
WTAW News Time, 7:06, 73 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high in the lower 80s as we look for the temperature to kind of moderate for the next couple of days and dropping down to the 50s tonight. We'll tell you more about that. Coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The former manager of the Ringer Library in College Station has been arrested for theft. Officer Rhonda Seaton says Kathleen Dill turned herself in on Tuesday.
Our investigators set up a meeting with Dill, spoke with her regarding the allegations, and she admitted to taking a $64 deposit on March 5th of 2011. Fines from late books, library card sales, basically, are what made up that $64 deposit that had been made earlier in the week.
Dill says she intended to repay the money on the next deposit but failed to do so. She was also accused of taking money from the Friends of the Library charitable organization, but Seaton says that organization declined to pursue prosecution. Dill managed the Ringer Library since 1997 but was fired by the city of Bryan, which is in charge of public libraries for both communities. Nearly a year and a half after College Station voters pulled the plug on cameras catching motorists running red lights, a new enforcement campaign is underway. College Station police are adding plainclothes officers stationed on foot in areas that will provide them with a clear view of the intersection. When officers see vehicles running red lights, they will radio vehicle descriptions to a partner in a marked patrol vehicle who will then make traffic stops. The additional enforcement is the result of increasing complaints of red light runners. Wasn't long ago we were paying much less for fuel. Oil is also the primary component in asphalt used in street paving. Bryan City Council last night approved staff recommendations adding projects while they can still pay some 20% less than current price for asphalt materials. City Engineer Paul Casper says the $700,000 list of additional repaving includes Villa Maria from William Joe Bryan Parkway to Briarcrest.
As soon as we can sign the papers after council approval, so I think I know the contractor is anxious to get back working on this contract. correct. And this is really our way to maintain our pavements at a better condition so that we don't have the failure of the pavement, which has cost really a whole lot of money to essentially rebuild a roadway.
Streets in Seven Bryan neighborhoods are also targeted. The complete list is on our website with this story at WTAW.com. Governor Perry is standing firm on not spending any more rainy day fund dollars. Robert Wood has that story from Austin.
The Senate budget at this point spends $3 billion in rainy day fund money, so will Governor Perry back that move? The short answer is no.
The Speaker, the Lieutenant Governor, and myself have said that we were going to have a budget that was balanced, that did not create new taxes, and that did not go into the rainy day fund. And I feel quite confident that that's where we will be at the end of the day.
The governor isn't saying he would veto the budget if it spends rainy day fund money, but is saying that there is still time to come up with a plan that doesn't. In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It was another night of severe weather in numerous places, including areas to our north and beyond. From Memphis to Midland, thunderstorms, flooding, and tornadoes kept emergency crews busy. In East Texas, Van Zandt County Emergency Manager Chuck Allen says there's been a wide area of damage there.
Numerous homes have been damaged or destroyed. Trees are down. Power lines are down. I had one confirmed injury as a result of the severe storm.
The storm was part of a wave of severe weather that spawned an outbreak of tornadoes, leaving widespread damage as dangerous storms pounded east and central Texas for a second consecutive day. At least two homes have burned, and a West Texas community near Odessa has been evacuated after new wildfires erupted in parts of that region. Two fires prompted the evacuation of the 800-resident community of Pleasant Farms, about 12 miles south of Odessa. Two homes have burned, but no injuries have been reported. The National Weather Service is predicting an extreme potential for wildfires in all of West and South Texas for today. And local law enforcement are looking for your help to collect money for Special Olympics. The annual Tip-A-Cop fundraiser is tonight and Thursday. Bryan Police Sergeant Jason James says it's a return to April instead of summertime for the local fundraiser, which last year generated the most money in the state.
All 100% of the proceeds we raise will go towards the Special Olympics here in our area. And what that does is buys them equipment, helps them get to the track meets and the games. And so we really want to help out our youth here and our athletes to keep them healthy and active and having fun at the Olympic Games.
Tip-A-Cop is tonight and Thursday from 5:30 until 10:30 at Texas Roadhouse in College Station. WTAW News Time is 7:11, 73 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, Brazos Valley, it's Leah with Zwirneman Flooring. By now you've probably heard about our warehouse fire, but we're still open for business in the same location. Zwirneman Flooring wants to thank all of our loyal customers for their continued support. At Zwirneman Flooring, we take pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. And we won't let a little warehouse fire get in the way of providing you with the best flooring the Brazos Valley has to offer. For all your flooring needs, call Zwirneman Flooring today at 776-2800.
I was glad when they said unto me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord," Psalm 122:1. We as Christians are glad when we can assemble as the people of God and offer up our worship to our Creator. The BCS Church of Christ, who brings the Bible Minute to you on this station, would be glad to have you join us in our worship or study assemblies. Our building is located at 11914 State Highway 30 in College Station. You may phone us at 979-774-7470 or look us up on the web at bcschurchofchrist.com. We meet every Sunday at 9 a.m. for Bible study, and then at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. for worship. We also meet on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. for worship and study. We are not a denomination. We do not hold to man-made traditions, creeds, or doctrines. We of the BCS Church of Christ are simply Christians who are sincerely seeking to know God through His Word and do those things that are pleasing to Him. If you are of a similar mind, we would be delighted for you to join us whenever you have opportunity. Thank you for listening. We hope to see you soon.
Hi, I'm Hal Hawkins, and I would like your vote for College Station City Council Place 5. This election is more than just an election. It's an opportunity. It's a chance for you, the people, to change the status quo and look towards a new generation of conservative leadership that listens to and involves you. The time has come for us to lower our utility bills, pay down our debt, and get rid of suffocating regulations and costly fees. I'm Hal Hawkins, and I would appreciate your support on May 14th, paid for by the Hal Hawkins Campaign Fund.
I am Arthur Pinto, and I'm running for Place 3 College Station City Council.
The best way to improve the tone of our local politics is to have a council that reflects our community's values. That's why I'm running. If you believe in small government, low taxes, reducing our debt, less regulation, and smaller utility bills, let's get to work together. I am Arthur Pinto, and I'm asking for your vote. Political ad paid by Arthur Pinto for City Council.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by BrazosBounty.com. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
It'll be breezy as we go through today with partly to mostly sunny skies. Temperatures middle 80s, followed by clear, cooler weather during tonight as temperatures fall down through the low 50s. Sunshine on Thursday up between 80 and 85. Clear at night, 54 to 58. It's a few degrees warmer Friday, middle to upper 80s and mostly sunny. And then close to 90 with a mix of cloud and sun by Saturday. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We're going to talk sports because that's what I do. The NBA, the Spurs, are they going to hang on or are they going to be going home after tonight? We'll talk about that. Aggie baseball, more midweek problems for the Aggie baseball team. And we'll talk Aggie football as the schedule is out for 2011. All that and more coming up in sports.
So we were talking last half hour about the price of gas and how that impacts everybody.
Right.
So I thought, well, let's find another thing that can bring a light of happiness to Chase's world. Coffee beans have hit a 34-year high.
Ah, well,
sounds like it's time to do some commodity investing.
That's it. The price of that caffeine jolt at a 34-year high. So you're going to be paying for it.
Coffee, so Chase, what's your threshold? How high will you go to buy your fancy coffee?
I don't buy fancy coffee. I only drink fancy coffee at home on the weekends. So.
We're not good enough to be around him when he drinks fancy coffee.
I require much better company.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, as it should be.
Yeah, the dog.
As it should be.
Myself.
Yeah.
I will tell you right now that, coffee's going to have to get pretty darn expensive before I say enough is enough.
Uh-huh.
I'll start riding my bike to work.
Okay.
That's right. Reagan doesn't need that fancy schooling.
Yeah. No, we'll tap the college fund.
Yeah. Well, hey, she's young. She's got lots of opportunities to get scholarships.
That's right.
And if we have time today, I've got a list of unusual scholarships. I mean, if you plan now early enough, you may just be able to get that taken care of.
Well, like all parents, when you start the college fund, if you start the college fund, those who do start college funds, they think, this will allow her to hopefully go wherever she wants to go.
Right. Yeah.
8 years later, I'm saying, hopefully this will pay for Blynn.
That's right. Uh-huh. So just, just right there.
There you go.
And she'll be living at the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'll be pretty happy about it.
I informed her of that for the first time just this past weekend. I said, if you choose to go to Blynn, I said, or if you gain admission into Texas A&M or you choose to go to Sam Houston State, you can stay at home as long as you want.
And what was her reaction at that point?
Well, she's eight. She's like, okay.
Just
wait.
Did you have her surrounded with her favorite objects and things like that to make her think that was really a deal?
I'm just prepping her. Prepping her. So
you
because
can say,
hey,
I remember
we've
when
already
I told you
no,
that.
we've already decided she can stay at home as long as she wants to and rent free. Yeah. But if she ever says, I think I want an apartment. Get a job.
Okay.
Yeah,
because you're
That's
paying
right.
for it.
I understand.
You got free room and board right here.
So, what were the top TV shows last week?
What were they, Scott?
I'm glad you asked because I have a feeling you're going to tell me.
Yeah. Well, something with a lot of letters in it.
Yeah. Number seven was Body of Proof. Do we know what that is? It's on ABC.
That's that new Dana Delaney show, isn't it?
Oh, is it? Yeah, okay. I guess curiosity thing. Yeah, number six.
You can tell
is,
we're plugged in.
Yeah, Hawaii 5-0. Uh-huh. Number five is NCIS. Yeah. Then three and four is Dancing with Stars. Number two is American Idol, and number one is American Idol. Now, that's.
I don't watch any of those.
You don't watch any of those?
Huh.
Okay. So there. Well, they're not talking. They're not looking at you anyway. You're too old. You're out of the demo.
Yeah, right. Now, I pretty much watch Seinfeld reruns and news channels.
There is a British version of American Idol.
Uh-huh.
That's called Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
They don't have good teeth, but they've got talent. Okay.
Well this Piers Morgan guy started. That's where you first saw him.
Well, ever since Larry King died.
He was a judge on that. Yeah. Oh, right.
Larry King didn't die. Yeah. He was on a television show. A 35-year-old.
And actually, Britain's Got Talent was the forerunner of America's Got Talent.
Sure, that's there right.
Was
it worked over there.
There was another show that was the forerunner of American Idol. So,
35-year-old drama teacher Edward Reed Did you hear about this guy?
No.
Performing this week on Britain's Got Talent. Here we go. This is 35-year-old Edward Reed about to sing on Britain's Got Talent.
Oh.
Here we go.
Nice company, man.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, the music.
What if he's playing the piano?
Here we go.
Old MacDonald had a fire.
What?
E-I-E-I-O.
That's great.
Yeah.
And on that farm, he had some sheep.
In the interest of the format of the show.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
I'm done with it.
I think it's very boy, if they're looking for creativity.
Yeah. Anyway.
No, I mean, he gets...
Crowd likes it.
He gets a 10 for originality.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's had 1.1 million views. That's all I'm saying. So.
Well, no, he's got a good voice.
Sure he does.
I mean, he's got a different kind of
voice. Is he man pretty?
Anyway, it's Edward Reed.
I guess my question will go unanswered.
if you want to see him, you can go, you know. So 719.
Yeah.
Aflac has named their new voice.
And it's not Tom Turbyville.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm already sitting down.
No, they've already done the spot.
I see.
There was a spot on last night.
Oh,
by the way, he is British, boy. You can tell from the teeth. They're doing a tight shot of him. Yeah, so there. Let's see. After Gilbert Gottfried was banished because of his bad taste remarks earlier this year in the wake of the Japanese earthquakes and tsunami, now the insurance company has hired 36-year-old father of three from Hugo, Minnesota, Daniel McKeag.
Do you know what he does for a living?
Yeah, he works at a radio station.
He's a sales manager.
I didn't know that. Yeah. He just said he works at KQRS Radio in Minneapolis.
Yeah. Wow. Apparently, he's the sales manager. So there's a lot of people on the programming side going, I don't know why no talent hack got that gig.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Hey, I've done a thing or two in radio. I think I can handle this quacking voice thing.
We have a sales manager that's done some radio. So
he'll get a paycheck in the low six figures. Okay.
Low six figures.
Excuse me, I'm going to go bash my head against the wall.
Is the low six figures 200,000 or is the low six figures 102,000?
I guess it depends on, it's all in the eye of the person holding the check. Actually, I guess in the eye of the person writing the check, if they're the ones saying that. So.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't know.
I wouldn't turn them down either way.
I'm not sure what the source is. Yeah, I mean, if you've got numbers, three numbers on either side of a zero, that's an okay place to start.
So I guess he can be late to work now if he wants to, right?
I don't know about that. You know, that gig could end in pretty much, depending on how old this guy is. I mean, let's say it's $150,000. All right, that's not going to last you the rest of your life. Yes, it's a lot of money, but not going to last you the rest of your life.
Might cause him to call in sick an inordinate number of days. Today is administrative professional stuff. Oh, excuse me.
What is that? Is that to cover up your laughing? I had nothing to cover up my laughing.
Right. It's you know, one of the smart, I don't know who thought about this, but the idea of putting, it used to be National Secretary's Day, remember that, but it's Administrative Professionals Day now.
Uh-huh.
And the smart thing is they put it on Wednesday, which means for all you bosses who haven't done anything yet, you got 3 days now, okay? You got 3 days. You can say you wanted to avoid the rush. I mean, you come up with whatever excuse you want. But I didn't know this. They're called APs or AAs now for short.
Oh.
Administrative assistants and administrative professionals.
That's it. Same polls on this subject are done every year and routinely offer the same message. If you're a boss, don't send flowers or give a box of candy. Most administrative professionals, usually near three quarters of them, would rather have cash or some kind of a gift certificate.
Yeah, and they don't want an awkward lunch with you either.
No, they don't.
But there's going to be a high percentage of awkward lunches today.
They would like to choose, because then you're going to ask questions that will show that you're really not connected at all.
Yeah, you're really disconnected.
And so
how's your investment portfolio?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking more like, so how's the little ones? Oh, you mean Johnny who graduated from college last year?
Yeah, exactly. He's 19. He's in the Army.
Right. Some say they've gotten socks, a sandbox, whistle as presents.
Socks? Well, now you'd be happy with that.
Yeah. Well, I would, but
you'd be
really
turning cartwheels.
Anyway, Last year, one told an American Express
service. A sandbox?
Yeah, no. I'm not sure.
It's for your cat since you're a lonely administrative professional.
Because you have no life because you're working for me.
Right.
Last year, one told American Express she actually received a canister of mace. Okay, mace.
I don't know. What, is that your boss's way of saying you're attractive?
Yeah. Next story, right by... It was a minute is a compliment.
Right. Yeah, I figure, you know, a lot of guys hitting on you. You're kind of hot, so...
Flowers seem to be the most popular gift even after... Did you just hear what the poll says? Yeah. But flowers are the most popular gift.
Well, of course, because you foist it off on someone else. Ah, send her some flowers.
That's right. Do that. Yeah.
Call in some flowers for yourself.
Yeah. Because the assistant to the assistant is the assistant or the assistant to the administrative professional is going to come into your office today and say, psst, today's the day.
No, no. In this economy, that person's out of work.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So they may not. All right, you may get a random text from your wife, okay, or your husband, depending on, saying, don't forget to get something for the person who really organizes your life. Because that's what happens. That's what they do. They
I don't know, depending on the circumstances, if it's a male boss, female AP, and his wife, she may not be reminding him of anything.
Well, it could be, but I'm just thinking that in most cases, you're probably... The wife understands that the administrative assistant is actually organizing the boss's work.
I understand.
But I know what you're saying, too. Do you remember the best times we ever had? They always happen in the summertime. So dive into these sunny days. We can laugh, we can play, we can make lots of memories. At Schlitterbahn,
it's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Stay right where you play at Schlitterbahn Water Park Resort in New Braunfels. Schlitterbahn Resort has great overnight accommodations, and you're never more than a few steps away from the world's best water park. Make your reservations online today at schlitterbahn.com.
Hey, folks, at Suddenlink, want to remind you that you can enjoy Suddenlink Home Phone for only $25 a month for 5 years when you bundle. You'll get the reliability of Suddenlink. You'll get crystal clear service. Plus, you get calling features that are popular that you may not have right now. Call waiting, caller ID. You get unlimited local and long-distance calling in the United States. And, as always, there's no contract required, and you get a 30-day money-back guarantee if, for some reason, you're not happy with this. And you lose nothing. Suddenly can save you up to $360 a year. It's a $25 per month charge for 5 years when you bundle. And remember, also, you get enhanced 911 as well. So, bundle, save, one call, one connection, one bill. It's just that easy. And, of course, with that, you bundle and you get high-speed Internet and you get television service, and which, if you've got HD, makes all the difference in the world. So many channels available there for you. And a DVR, which will actually change the way you watch television. So go to suddenlink.com or call 1-800-915-1866 and find out about bundling Suddenlink home phone service for only $25 a month. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by the area's only accredited sleep center, the College Station Sleep Center. 83 and windy. We're talking gusts up to 30 miles an hour today. Eventually, they're going to come around out of the northwest. It's not there yet, but they will be. And then tonight, we'll look for a low of about 53. Tomorrow, 81 and 55, and we'll probably stay in the 80s as far as our highs are concerned. Chance of showers at 30% on Sunday, but that's about it as it stands right now. And the humidity is 88%. We have the winds out of the southwest at 9, and we're looking at 76 degrees.
The really big theme sales event is going on now at Allen Honda. Right now, enjoy low lease payments on Honda's most popular models, like a 2011 Civic sedan for as low as $190 per month, or an Accord sedan as low as $250 per month, or a CR-V as low as $270 per month, or get 0.9% on the Honda Civic for up to 60 months. Don't miss this opportunity for great savings on fuel-efficient vehicles during the really big theme sales event at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Hundreds of students attending the Ralph Reed Middle School in Central Islip, New York, just walked out of class protesting budget cuts. They held a little demonstration in front of the district offices, and they were suspended. And now the New York Civil Liberties Union is criticizing the school district. Instead of being suspended, they say the students who engaged in the walkout should have been praised for their idealism. Suspending them wrongly sends a message that free speech is unimportant. They want the district to expunge the suspension from the students' records. This is nonsense. Rather than being praised for their supposed idealism by walking out, these students ought to be told in unambiguous terms that they are ungrateful, spoiled brats. They ought to be reminded, or in most cases informed, their education isn't free. It comes on the back of taxpayers, and the supply of taxpayer dollars is not limitless. In these difficult times, their school is not the only one facing budget cuts, especially with unemployment running rampant. They should also be told the school district had every right to suspend them from walking out of class. If they felt so compelled, they could have exercised their free speech after school. They should be informed that their records will not be expunged. It's the direct consequence of their budding liberal activism, encouraged by the twits at the Civil Liberties Union. The school administrators deserve praise in this instance for holding firm against an entitlement mindset already on parade in our middle schools.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
You know, Mom, it seems like ages since I was a kid, but I'll never forget all you did for me back then. You always put me first. I wouldn't be where I am today without your support. Thanks, Mom.
How are you going to thank Mom this Mother's Day? To celebrate moms everywhere, Pro Flowers is offering 100 colorful blooms for mom for just $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Just visit ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5000. Moms love flowers. This Mother's Day, send her 100 colorful blooms plus a free glass vase, all for just $19.99 and guaranteed to last at least 7 days. Order now because Mother's Day is almost here and this amazing offer expires Friday. The only way to get this fantastic deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 5000. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 5000.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 3 consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Byansky with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byansky, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byansky.
The rising cost of health care is on everyone's mind these days. You could pay over $300 a month just to add your spouse or child to your employer's plan. Coverage for your entire family could cost you thousands each month. If that doesn't fit into your budget, call ANCO Insurance to discuss our many individual and family health plans. Our health plan options can provide you similar or better coverage than your employer's plan, usually at a much lower price. Sound good? Call ANCO today for a no-obligation quote. 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 731, 72 degrees right now at the studios. Lower to mid-80s for a high today. We've actually cooled off just a little bit since we started at 6 this morning. We were at about 75 then, 72 right now. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. A week after being fired, the former manager of the Ringer Library in College Station was arrested for theft. Kathleen Dill turned herself in Tuesday at the city jail. Officer Rhonda Seaton says the city of Bryan, which operates libraries in both communities, sought prosecution, but a second theft victim did not.
The other victim being the Friends of the Bryan Public Library. I believe the allegations of the other incident was over a different period of time. However, we have no case on that because they declined to press charges.
Dill told investigators she took $64 in library card sales and fines on March 5th. She says she intended to repay the money with the next deposit but failed to do so. An increasing number of complaints about running red lights in College Station has the attention of the police department. A new enforcement campaign has started using plainclothes officers camping out at intersections. placing themselves with a clear view of traffic signals and vehicles. When officers see violations, they'll radio information to partners in patrol cars, who in turn will make the traffic stop. It's one of several methods planned to decrease red light runners. Taking advantage of lower oil prices means more street paving in Bryan. Last night, City Council approved more projects while paying 20% less than the current price for asphalt. City Engineer Paul Casper says the list includes streets in seven neighborhoods.
We try to spread the street maintenance work around town. Didn't say it's completely evenly, but we definitely try to locate it where they're working in a neighborhood at a time. This allows us to increase the life of the pavement.
Repaving is also proposed on Villa Maria from Briarcrest to William Joel Bryan Parkway. The complete list is on our website, WTAW.com. Texas Congressman Ron Paul is taking the first formal steps in another run for the Republican presidential nomination. He's setting up an exploratory committee and starting in Iowa, where the first straw poll will be held in August.
Ron Paul says in 2008, young people were attracted to his message, and that'll be more true this time around.
They should be, because as far as I'm concerned, they're getting dumped on.
With higher taxes and diminished prospects for jobs, Paul says.
And when this is explained to college kids especially, the response is very, very favorable.
Paul claims that voter attitudes are changing his way. Steve Taylor, Fox News Radio.
A new poll shows 66% of people surveyed believe the United States is back in a recession. Pollster Scott Rasmussen says homeowners are very concerned, with only half believing their home is worth more than their mortgage.
And that's a huge factor in your personal financial statement. The other, on the short-term cash flow issues, half of Americans don't have any money left over at the end of the month once they pay all their regular bills. That means when gas prices go up or grocery prices go up, they're cutting out of discretionary spending, and it's felt very directly.
Rasmussen says consumer confidence began dropping in February when pump prices started to soar. The attorney for the Fort Hood shooting suspect says he plans to urge the new commanding general of the Texas Army Post not to seek the death penalty in the case. Attorney John Galligan has a May 6th meeting with General Donald Campbell. Galligan represents Nadal Hassan, a Muslim charged with 13 counts of premeditated murder and 32 counts of attempted premeditated murder in the November 2009 shootings. Two Army colonels have recommended Hassan be court-martialed and face the death penalty. If you own a Sony PlayStation 3 and you participate in such online activities as streaming Netflix, there's a reason why it wasn't working for you earlier this week. Sony says the credit card data of PlayStation users around the world may have been stolen in a hack that's forced it to shut down its PlayStation network for the past week, disconnecting 77 million user accounts. Industry experts say the scale of the breach is staggering and could cost the company billions of dollars. And local Special Olympics athletes are the winners as local law enforcement holds their annual Tip-A-Cop fundraiser tonight and tomorrow night. Bryan Police Sergeant Jason James says some statewide bragging rights are also on the line.
Bryan College Station Roadhouse raised more money than any other roadhouse in the state of Texas, and actually it raised more than all the roadhouses combined in Austin. And so we did really good. We're excited about it. We're going to push it for two nights this week, and we're going to kind of break away from the summer months and come back and do it back in April.
Tip-A-Cop is tonight and Thursday night again from 5:30 until 10:30 at Texas Roadhouse on University Drive. WTAW News Time, 7:36, 71 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, this is Hunter Goodwin with the Oldham Goodwin Group. I want to tell you about a friend of mine, Brian Steven, at Paramount Property Analyst. Brian has saved my company and my clients over $750,000 in the last 3 years. PPA is locally owned and operated here in the Bryan College Station area. Brian can travel throughout the state of Texas or abroad to do property tax appeals. Brian works on a contingency fee basis, and he only gets paid if he saves you money. In today's market volatility, now is the time to call PPA. Call now, 485-8537.
Hey, Brazos Valley, it's Leah with Zorneman Flooring. By now, you've probably heard about our warehouse fire, but we're still open for business in the same location. Zorneman Flooring wants to thank all of our loyal customers for their continued support. At Zorneman Flooring, we take pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. And we won't let a little warehouse fire get in the way of providing you with the best flooring the Brazos Valley has to offer. For all your flooring needs, call Zorneman Flooring today at 776-2800.
For the month of April, book a Mudwrap appointment and get $20 off Monday through Thursday. Mudwraps are spa treatments designed to slim and tone the body, hydrate and firm skin, or relax and smooth muscles. Call and book your appointment at Riviera Day Spa, 693-0350 today with Tiffany. Remember, $20 off Mudwraps Monday through Thursday when you mention this commercial. When booking your appointment, Riviera Day Spa.
7:37. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by the area's only accredited sleep center, the College Station Sleep Center.
Through today, partly to mostly sunny skies and breezy. Temperatures during this afternoon will be warm into the mid-80s, and tonight it's cooler, drier with clear skies, and down between 50 and 55 by early Thursday morning. Looks like a real nice day coming up on Thursday. Seasonably warm, 80 to 85 degrees and sunny. Clear at night, mid to upper 50s, mostly sunny and a bit warmer on Friday. High temperature then, middle to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Astros win again and the Rangers lose again at home. We'll talk about that. Aggie baseball last night, Sam Houston State comes in. Coach Mark Johnson coaches them to an 8-5 extra inning win over his former team. We'll talk about that. And Aggie football schedules out. That and more coming up in sports.
So a town in Argentina is refusing to hire male drivers. Officials in the town of Vicente López, Argentina, think that men drive dangerously. So, they're exclusively hiring women to shuttle passengers around. One female bus driver said, with women driving, the bus line is more family-oriented, more family-friendly. City's bucking the trend. Most towns in Argentina hire only male bus drivers. So it's like a party bus. It's like having a good time. Just, you know, taking it easy.
Never been on a bus in Argentina, but I have been in one in Guatemala.
Okay.
And I think the requirement is that you've had something to drink before you get on the bus.
Well, can you imagine? I mean, really?
I mean,
unruly bus riders, that happens all over the world probably.
And you know what? And they on two-lane highways, especially in the mountains, they make it a point to pass on the curve. Yeah, and it's pretty much up to the car that's coming at you.
Yeah.
To pretty much get out of the way.
Yeah, well.
Oh, yeah.
It makes it exciting.
It is incredible. I mean, the circumstances with which they pass
don't
in
watch.
Central America.
Just don't
oh,
watch.
I don't.
Yeah,
I close my eyes many a time, yeah.
Now, here's another way that you can handle that to help deal with unruly passengers. Hong Kong Airlines is giving its flight attendants karate lessons. This being Hong Kong, it's actually kung fu. But
that's right.
Used to be the deterrent from sneaking into first class was just a little black curtain, but apparently cabin crews on Hong Kong Airlines are having to deal with unruly passengers at least three times a week. So now all new flight crews on Hong Kong Air must learn Wing Chun, which is a form of kung fu.
Excuse me, sir. Put your tray table up or I'll have to cut it in half.
Yeah, something like that.
Yes, and
whack you on
too.
The side of the neck.
Right.
So anyhow. Now, and while we're talking about, you know, computer and geekzoid stuff and all that, Chase had that story. I mean, we're talking 77 million customers may have had their information stolen because they happen to be part of this PlayStation network, the PSN. Now, I don't know if they said how long this thing's going to be down because it's got to be costing them money, got to be costing them bad publicity.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, there are 948 games that are available in the store and 31,000 movies and TV shows that are also available for download. And as mentioned again, the PlayStation Network is still down. Sony is trying to rebuild it. They say that PSN should be back online sometime later this week. They're hoping.
Yeah.
Cost some money. But imagine... It'd be interesting to have a story after PSN comes back up to see what the spike in productivity was at work while PSN was down, you know, because, I mean, I'm not saying that people are doing things on their computer that they shouldn't at work. That doesn't ever happen.
No.
But, you know, just wondering. So, by the way, last week, did you see this story last week? A robot threw out the first pitch at the Philadelphia Phillies
no,
game?
No, really?
Yeah, I'll have to go see if I can find that. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, you mean Obama did?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
No.
It was a robot. Yeah. It really was. And computers. Okay. You ready for computers that feel regret? No matter what a computer does to you, loses your work or fails to hide your browser history or whatever, the computer never feels bad about it until now. Artificial intelligence researchers at Tel Aviv University are engineering a computer that feels regret in order to improve its performance. By understanding regret, say the researchers, computers will take actions to avoid it or making the same mistake in the future and thus run more efficiently. So no more, "I'm sorry, Dave, I'm afraid I can't do that." Computer will feel sorry for other reasons. Charlie Sheen Houston last night.
Oh, really?
Yes, he was. His whatever that tour thing is called was in Houston last night. Ken Hoffman from
How do you review it?
From the Chronicle says Charlie was a big hit with the audience. He held the wild crowd in his palms. They loved him. Charlie wore a Houston Astros jersey and a University of Houston jersey, both of which he gave to people in the audience. And under those, of course, he had his winning shirt on. Jeffrey Ross, who apparently is a regular on the tour, also showed up. Charlie continues tonight in Dallas. Now, in Dallas, I guess he'll wear a Cowboys jersey.
Oh, he'll have to.
Or a Ranger. Yeah.
Or both.
Yeah, Ranger. But, is he going to do like University, UTND, or who?
UNT.
UNT, yeah. What?
SMU,
what?
TCU.
TCU, that's over in that other city. I don't know if he'd do that or not, but I'm just wondering.
They're a little more popular right now.
Where's they are. Opponents. They are.
Where's he performing in Dallas?
American Airlines Center.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He better stick with Dallas.
Yeah, yeah, I think he will. So,
well,
yeah.
If it's American Airlines Center, he'll have to do a Mavericks jersey.
Yeah, Mavericks, yeah.
That's where they play.
Do the Mavs, yeah. But,
yeah,
but
right.
If he does a college jersey, yeah, what will he do? Do you think Rice even asked? Would you? Never mind.
No, Rice probably. It's Rice. They probably said under no circumstances is he to have any attire that
something
says
like
Rice
that,
University.
Say that. Yeah, maybe.
Although he would fit in with their band, you know.
Well, yeah, that's probably right.
Kind of
probably
cut right. Up.
So for the lady who wants to give kisses that will be remembered, Morphine lip balm. Maybe hitting the store soon near you. Morphine lip balm has a numbing, tingling sensation that lasts 5 to 10 minutes after it's applied, according to the website Fashionista.
Well.
Doesn't have morphine in it. It's benzocaine. Well, if it's morphine, people would want to keep putting it on. But anyway, it's benzocaine.
Right.
The same ingredient used in Orajel or whatever, some of those,
That's
things.
Stuff that numbs it up.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Tingles, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but does it tingle for her all the time then? Do her lips lips become numb?
Yeah.
She starts talking funny?
Well,
yeah. So, talking
you
like
boy
that? No, I don't. Bear one book. For the first time, U.S. American.
Honey, you're drooling a little bit.
Yeah, really. It's like, do you want your significant other to look like she's been to the dentist?
For the first time ever, U.S. American women now outnumber their male counterparts when it comes to finishing college and earning advanced degrees.
That doesn't surprise me.
That was just a matter of time.
Oh, really?
I mean, it was.
Yeah.
Because I thought you were just going to say in general. I was hearkening.
Yeah.
I was hearkening back to that the old Saturday Night Live skit with John Lovitz when he talked about how women outnumbered men. He said, "You know what that means, ladies? It's time for you to lower your standards."
Yeah. No, that ain't happening. According to census figures, among adults 25 and over, 10.6 million of those with advanced degrees are women, 10.5 are men. Guys, one more reason they're going to just feel like they don't need us around, okay?
Spoke with a friend of the show just this morning who talked about how his wife is a big fan of the show and is, as he put it, a PhD type.
Mm. Yeah, see?
So,
there you
we
go.
We appreciate that.
My response was, I'm not sure we're cerebral enough for her, but...
Hello?
Yeah, with the way Obama and our federal government is driving this country into the ground, that the morphine lip balm may not be a bad idea.
Okay,
can we
go.
Put it between our ears?
So now, and just to talk about this for a minute, now Tom and I were talking about this off the air, the new strategy possibly to stop red light runners in College Station.
Yeah,
how interesting
so
is that?
So this will be like an individual possibly standing at a busy street corner, excuse me, with some sort of a way to transmit to a uniformed officer in a patrol unit down the way.
I believe it'd be called a radio.
Yeah. Thus and so ran a red light at whatever.
And what would it be like in a jogging suit, you know, like just sort of
Texas
A&M
t-shirt and cargo shorts.
Yeah.
Well, hanging off a sign.
Something like that. So,
well, to me, this is more effective than the red light camera because, you know, you knew where the 7 cameras were, but now every intersection potentially has a plainclothes.
So now,
I'm sure it's targeted intersections.
Where are we with this? I mean, is it about to happen?
I think it's about to happen.
Wow.
Well, yeah, it's targeted intersections, but I doubt if they're going to tell us which ones they are.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
Which, like the cameras, you know, you knew which, where they were.
We will be at.
Yeah, well, again, I think we have a pretty good idea where they should be.
Yeah.
I watched yesterday. It's funny that this all got released yesterday. I was coming back after picking up the boy, and since it's pretty much faster for me, or just as fast for me, to get back to our house in College Station from Bryan by taking Texas, I watched at Texas and Harvey yesterday, left turning traffic from Harvey onto Texas to go south.
Mm-hmm.
I think I counted 6 cars that went through the intersection after not having any knowledge of when their light turned red. I'm talking about after my southbound light turned green.
They're gonna
recoup some income.
Well, and they did. They lost a cash cow. I mean, they did. They lost a cash cow with the red light cameras when they went away. And again, I don't know that person is not going to have some sort of a video device in the future. We'll see how it's challenged when it gets into court. But again, it's turning red. And I know we're not 22 years old and the most important people on earth, but.
The challenging part will be interesting, because let's say that an officer observes you making a lane change without signaling. That's a violation.
They can pull
you over for that. That is a ticketable offense.
Sure.
Okay. It's their word against yours. So is this not the same situation?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, for that matter. Yeah, anything like that, I guess, is your work. Yes.
Well, but not speeding. Speeding,
no, not
you
speeding.
Have, you have.
No, you got machinery there, right? Yeah.
Hello.
Yes, you're talking about the two policemen.
Yeah.
I saw two of them yesterday on South College and Villa Maria, and the one was pulling over it on South College, and the other was on Villa Maria as they were turning left, going south towards A&M.
Okay, thanks. That's Bryant.
That's in Bryant.
You. Yeah.
Well, that's okay. They can do it too.
Yeah. Sure.
There's not any problem.
But
with
now
that.
The caller didn't say that these were plain clothes, though.
So, I saw two of them. Just
right.
Could be just doing.
Now my question is, if the offender does, the alleged offender does go to court, that means that two officers are going to have to show up at court for each hearing instead of one.
That's all right. Make it pay. Hello.
Yeah. But it's an officer telling another officer what he saw.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's still their word against yours.
Yeah, it is. Okay, thanks. Hello.
Now, guys, it's no different than anything else. Do you think there's video of every single traffic offense when we go to court? We just have to testify and base our word that we're trustworthy in the court's eyes.
And generally that works?
Generally. I mean, of course, they're going to argue and complain and cry about it. But most of the time, the court understands that our word, you know, it carries a significant weight in the court.
Got it. Yeah. Okay, good.
Well,
thanks.
The caller's right. And Chase brings up the point, too, you know, except in speeding, where you do have the radar gun, where you have electronic proof of it. But
to the previous caller who said it's another officer telling something else. Okay, you take one officer. If you run from an officer for whatever reason, and he calls for backup, that is that officer's word to another officer that they are pursuing you for a legitimate reason.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Yeah.
You're still going to end up in handcuffs. Yeah. They're not going to stop and ask you nicely at that point.
Hello. Right.
Hello.
Yes.
The policemen were on motorcycles in Bryan.
Okay, good. Thank
you. Those are,
okay.
And so that's traffic enforcement.
Yeah,
that's traffic enforcement. This is different. This is apples and oranges.
Hello.
Hey, guys. It's going to be like a candid camera that's going to have a guy with a backpack. He's going to have a camera taking pictures of you do it.
They'll have an antenna, so we'll know that.
A human red light camera?
Yeah, I think it'll be perfect. I like it. Again, I like it. See how it works. It's 10-till.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Throw out your razor and forget about tweezing, plucking, and waxing to get rid of unwanted hair. Now you can safely, quickly, and comfortably eliminate embarrassing facial or body hair forever using the latest laser technology. Our hair removal treatments for men and women will make sure you get to the root of the problem and get rid of that unwanted hair once and for all. Call Childs Dermatology today at 979-696-4444 and discover how our elite MPX laser is superior to all other lasers in destroying unwanted hair permanently.
Don't look now, but there's a target on your back. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Every day, from the moment you wake up until you go to sleep at night, they're aiming for you through TV or your radio, through whispered promises from billboards, magazine racks, and computer screens. No matter where you turn, they've got you in their sights. And most of the time, you don't even realize they're doing it. Who are these mysterious figures? You might be tempted to answer, advertisers. Well, not exactly. You see, instead of a newer car, cell phone, or a pair of shoes, these voices try to sell you and your family a set of ideas. They're subtly woven into the plots of TV dramas or the humor found in a sitcom. They're in the titles of articles listed on certain magazine covers, and they're often quite explicit. Wherever they're located, the goal is always the same, to persuade you to view life in a particular way. So what are they saying? Marriage is outdated. Sexuality should have no boundaries. Divorce doesn't have a negative impact on children. And the list goes on. But buyer beware. Ideas have consequences. So in the same way we avoid bad products that didn't live up to what they promised, we should be aware that our culture is selling us bad ideas that can lead to dangerous outcomes. Take a look around and see how many of these cultural messengers you can find. I bet you'll be surprised. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Flowers blooming, soccer starting, dust bunnies flying. All signs that say, Candace, stock up at Sam's Club.
Member Candace Reed on the Sam's Club Spring Stock Up event with big savings on brand name essentials like Cascade, Glade, Quilted Northern, and more. Not a member? Join now, get a gift card up to $25, and watch the savings add up.
It's a sure sign you're at Sam's Club.
Stock up for spring April 25th to May 3rd at Sam's Club and samsclub.com. Savings made simple.
Hi, homeowners. It's Dave with LendingTree again. Have you heard that mortgage rates are rising? The good news is that you can still get rates as low as 3%, 3.18% APR at LendingTree.com. In fact, homeowners who refinance with LendingTree save an average of $293 a month. That's over $3,500 a year. Don't wait for rates to climb. Start saving now by calling LendingTree at 1-800-800-TREE today. That's 1-800-800-8733. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 1136.
There we go. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:54. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take another look at sports on this Wednesday morning, brought to you by Awards and More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions to promote your business. Let's talk a little football to start off with. The 2011 Aggie football schedule officially released yesterday. Going to start playing on a Sunday night. Yeah, September the 4th, the Aggies will host SMU at Kyle Field. In an old Southwest Conference rivalry, that'll be at 6:30 for television. After 13 days off, A&M will then host Idaho on September the 17th, a tentative time there at 6 o'clock, and then they'll open Big 12 play September the 24th at home with Oklahoma State. The third game of the Southwest Classic will have A&M looking for a win over Arkansas on October the 1st at Cowboy Stadium in Arlington. And then the next seven Saturdays, you'll have A&M at Tech, home with Baylor, at Iowa State, home again with Missouri for a second straight year, at Oklahoma, at Kansas State, and you finish up at home with Kansas, and then Thanksgiving Day, Texas. It was a win-win night for former A&M baseball coach Mark Johnson last night. His last game at Olsen Field as a coach, it didn't want to end. It went 12 innings, and his Bearcats came out on top, 8-5 over six-ranked A&M. Their midweek woes continue. The Aggies have now lost four straight Tuesday games. Before the game last night, Johnson, who coached at A&M for 23 years and is its winningest baseball coach, was recognized and given a standing ovation by the crowd of about 3,500. Again, Aggies' fourth straight Tuesday night loss, all to non-conference Texas teams. A&M tied the game at 3-3 with a three spot in the fourth, then went up 5-3 with two in the fifth. But Sam tied it at 5-all with two in the top of the ninth. A couple of scoreless extra innings, and the Bearcats scored three in the top of the 12th, and they sent eight batters to the plate. A&M drops to 29-12 for the year, but they start back with a one-game lead in the Big 12 when they travel to Missouri to start a three-game series on Friday night. High school softball playoffs, they're coming up this weekend. A&M Consolidated will meet Mesquite Horn in a best-of-three series starting Friday in Troy. Saturday's game at Troy will be at 2 and will follow by a third-if-needed game. Bryan Vikings will meet Mesquite in a best-of-three at Waco Riker Field. Game 1 Friday night at 7, Game 2 Saturday at 2, followed by an if-needed Game 3. And Rutter will meet Ennis in a best-of-three Friday night at Ennis, Saturday afternoon at noon at Rudder. If they need a game three, they're going to go to Waco ISD and play it on a Monday. A&M golf team made up two spots in the Big 12 Golf Championship after three rounds in Kansas, but they lost ground to leader Oklahoma State. Yeah, after two rounds, OSU led fourth place A&M by just seven shots. Well, after three rounds, OSU leads now second place A&M by 12. A&M shot their best score so far, 275 Tuesday. Jordan Russell had a 66. Cameron Peck and Conrad Schindler each shot 69. The tournament will end in Hutchinson today. Derrick Rose scored 25 points and Lowell Ding added 24 as the Chicago Bulls ripped Indiana 116-89 last night, and they advanced to the NBA Eastern Conference semifinals. Jason Richardson scored 17 and the Orlando Magic pulled within 3-2 in the Eastern Conference quarterfinals. They blasted the Hawks 101-76. And Andrew Bynum's 18 points and 10 rebounds helped the LA Lakers beat New Orleans 106-90. And they take a 3-2 lead in the Western Conference quarterfinals. San Antonio Spurs are looking to avoid elimination at the hands of 8th seed Memphis in tonight's Game 5 at San Antonio. The Spurs finished the regular season with the best record in the West, but they have struggled all of this series. If the Grizzlies win, they'll be only the second number 8 seed to beat a number 1 seed. Bill Hall hit a walk-off single in the ninth to give the Houston Astros a 6-5 win over the St. Louis Cardinals last night. Cardinal closer Mitchell Boggs got his first blown save of the year after allowing the tying run to score on a wild pitch. Lance Berkman received a standing ovation in his first game in Houston since being traded last season. And Adam Lind's two-run home run and five RBIs led the Toronto Blue Jays to a 10-3 win over the Texas Rangers last night. Several NFL players reported to their respective teams' training facilities yesterday, but were barred from football activity a day after a judge ruled an end to the lockout. U.S. District Judge Susan Richard Nelson lifted the 45-day lockout Monday, but then granted a league request to put her order on hold until a union response is filed today. Should the NFL lose in court again, it will take it to an appeals court. That's your look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville for Awards and More. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards and More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards and More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs to...
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Dave Anthony. It's what critics labeled birthers claim doesn't exist. President Obama's long-form birth certificate just made public. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz has a copy in hand live at the White House.
Well, after years of questions about his place of birth flared into an issue on the campaign trail, mainly stoked by presumptive presidential candidate Donald Trump, the White House says it was forced to act to stamp out what he calls a fake controversy. The White House releasing what it says is the long-form birth certificate for the president. I am holding a copy of it here. It lists him being born in Honolulu, in Oahu, as a male, places his name as Barack Hussein Obama, and lists his father's race as being African. Many so-called birthers question why the actual birth certificate had not been released, the administration saying it needed a waiver from state officials in order to do so. The president is expected to speak later this hour on this very issue. Dave?
Mike, the president making a big change in his administration. He'll nominate CIA Director Leon Panetta to replace Robert Gates as defense secretary. And who will replace Panetta? AP reports that that would be the top commander in Afghanistan, General David Petraeus. Now, in Afghanistan, friendly fire, a veteran Afghan military officer shoots and kills eight NATO troops at the airport in Kabul. It's now 11 dead in stormy Arkansas since Monday. Another victim in another round of storms across the south last night. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has this live.
Oh, pretty wild weather in Texas, too, Dave.
Numerous homes have been damaged or destroyed. Trees are down. Power lines are down. I have one confirmed injury as a result of the severe storm.
Officials there say around 100 homes were damaged or destroyed. Possible tornadoes or thunderstorms wreaked havoc in both Mississippi and Louisiana, too, where a person was hurt at an oil drilling facility when a trailer was flipped over, Dave.
And Evan, all the rain from all these storms, still a problem. There are flash flood warnings in 8 states in the South and Midwest. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Mike Rowe talked to a real Ford service advisor surrounded by lots of tires.
Am I crazy, Fiona, or is this a lot of tires?
Well, Mike...
Don't answer. How many tires does Ford buy every year?
Over 3 million.
That's a lot of tires.
Well, we carry 11 major brands.
So the chances are very good that if I need new tires, you have them.
Absolutely.
At a good price.
We will beat our competitors' prices.
Huh. What is all this talking here about rotating tires? Is that important?
It's very important to rotate your tires. It saves the life of your tires.
Now, see, isn't that kind of counterintuitive to a person who's in the business of selling tires?
Yes, but it's our job to make sure our customers get the longest life out of their tires as they can.
When you stop by a Ford dealer now, you can buy four Goodyear, Continental, Pirelli, Hankook, Dunlop, or Yokohama tires and get a $100 rebate. $100. And that's on top of a low price tire guarantee.
3 million tires, 11 major brands. Fiona's kind of nice. I don't know why you're not here.
Competitors ad required for tire guarantee. Stop by any participating dealership or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 5/31/11.
Now is the best time to schedule your child's annual well check at UPA. Whether it's immunizations for school or a physical for sports or camp, call UPA today at 696-4440. Voted best of the Brazos, UPA is the only pediatric practice with three Texas Monthly Super Doctors on staff. Always open Saturdays and Sundays, UPA accepts most insurance, including the Scott and White Health Plan. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
I'm Timothy DeLisandro with SaveWellburn.org. Has this council represented your values? Some have argued that a recall is out of line. Instead of arguing on the merits of the council's recent actions, they ask you to dismiss your concerns because we asked for a referendum on those actions. We have called, as outlined in our charter, for your vote. Every election is a referendum on the values that will represent us going forward. This election is no different. You will either vote your values or you'll be voting someone else's. Has this council represented your values? Make no mistake, the current establishment is very concerned that you do not answer this question. Instead, they want you to ask yourself if this legal recall is proper. This election is your chance to make an institutional change in the direction of our council, to put it back on track. There's a very good reason why the status quo is concerned about your vote. Maybe they should be worried. Please vote yes on all three recall elections. Political ad paid for by SaveWellburn.org. Go vote. Early voting starts Monday, May 2nd, and runs to May 10th.
It's Saturday morning. You've got a toothache. You need to get in touch with your dentist, and you need to do it fast. You want to talk to a dentist. You call the office. There's nobody to answer because it's the weekend. What good does it do when you want to talk to somebody and all you get is an answering machine? You need to talk to a person to find out the next available time that you can see the dentist. If you're in the medical field, think about this. Answering machines drive customers away. People want access. They want immediate answers and attention. For less than $3 a day, Brian 800 Answering Service works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Brian 800 Answering Service will always be here locally in town with live people answering calls when you're away and when you're in need. There are no long-term contracts required, so get in touch with Brian 800. Their answering service. That's Brian 800 Answering Service. They are locally owned and operated. Call them at 775-4800 or click Brian800.com.
This time of year, when the days are long and the nights are warm, there's just something special about visiting a Cracker Barrel Old Country store. Maybe it's being able to pull up a comfortable rocking chair on the front porch, catch a breeze, and relax over a game of checkers. Of course, at Cracker Barrel, there's plenty to enjoy inside, too. That's where you'll find generous portions of your favorite good country cooking, including a hearty breakfast served all day, every day. After your meal, you're always welcome to browse our country store for hand-selected gifts and unique treasures, some you just can't find anywhere else. We invite you to visit us today, and we'll make sure there's a comfortable rocker and a checkerboard ready to welcome you. Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Eat, shop, relax.
Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Come visit your local Cracker Barrel in Bryan at Highway 6 and Briarcrest Drive.
WTAW News Time, 8:06, 72 degrees right now at the studios, 83 for a high today. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. It's brought to you by Mr. Electric, winner of the prestigious Top Gun Award. Call 775-0777 or go to MrElectric.com. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The former manager of the Ringer Library in College Station has been arrested for theft. Officer Rhonda Seaton says Kathleen Dill turned herself in on Tuesday.
Our investigators set up a meeting with Dill, spoke with her regarding the allegations, and she admitted to taking a $64 deposit on March 5th of 2011. Fines from late books, library card sales, basically, are what made up that $64 deposit that had been made earlier in the week.
Dill told police she intended to repay the money on the next deposit but failed to do so. Dill was also accused of taking money from the Friends of the Library charity, but Seaton says the organization declined to pursue protection. Dill managed the Ringer Library since 1997 but was fired by the city of Bryan, which is in charge of public libraries for both communities. Nearly a year and a half after College Station voters pulled the plug on cameras catching motorists running red lights, a new enforcement campaign is underway. College Station police are adding plainclothes officers stationed on foot in areas that will provide them with a clear view of the intersection. When officers see vehicles running red lights, they'll radio vehicle descriptions to a partner in a marked patrol vehicle who will make traffic stops. The additional enforcement is the result of an increasing number of complaints regarding the frequency of red light violations. It wasn't long ago we were paying much less for fuel. Oil is also the primary component in asphalt used in street paving. Bryan City Council last night approved staff recommendations adding projects while they can still pay for asphalt materials for 20% below current prices. City Engineer Paul Casper says the $700,000 list of additional repaving includes Villa Maria from William Joe Bryan to Briarcrest.
As soon as we can sign the papers after council approval, so I know the contractor is anxious to get back working on this contract. And this is really our way to maintain our pavements at a better condition so that we don't have the failure of the pavement, which has cost really a whole lot of money to essentially rebuild a roadway.
Streets in seven Bryan neighborhoods are also targeted. The complete list is on our website with this story at WTAW.com. Governor Perry is standing firm on not spending any more rainy day fund dollars. Robert Wood has that story from Austin.
The Senate budget at this point spends $3 billion in rainy day fund money, so will Governor Perry back that move? The short answer is no.
The Speaker, the Lieutenant Governor, and myself have said that we were going to have a budget that was balanced, that did not create new taxes, and that did not go into the rainy day fund. And I feel quite confident that that's where we will be at the end of the day.
The governor isn't saying he would veto the budget if it spends rainy day fund money, but is saying that there is still time to come up with a plan that doesn't. In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And local law enforcement are looking for your help to collect money for Special Olympics. The annual Tip a Cop fundraiser is tonight and Thursday. Bryan Police Sergeant Jason James says it's a return to April instead of summertime for the local fundraiser, which last year generated the most money in the state.
All 100% of the proceeds we raise will go towards the Special Olympics here in our area. And what that does is buys them equipment, helps them get to the track meets and the games. And so we really want to help out our youth here and our athletes to keep them healthy and active and having fun at the Olympic Games.
Tip a Cop is tonight and Thursday from 5:30 until 10:30 at Texas Roadhouse in College Station. WTAW News Time is 8:10, 72 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Mr. Electric. Bryan Mayor Jason Byinski joins us next on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Knowledge is power, and at Mr. Electric, they have the power to make things better, delivering the most comprehensive electrical services, including installation, upgrades, and repair, as well as a 24-hour immediate response service. Mr. Electric should always be your first call. Your local Mr. Electric has recently been recognized with the prestigious Top Gun Award, given only to the best Mr. Electric franchises. Mr. Electric, Aggie and veteran owned and operated. Call 775-0777 or click MrElectric.com.
Everyone is tightening their belts about now, and at Dexter Mortgage, we can help. We can lower your interest rate or change the terms of your loan to better fit your financial future. And rates are great. 30-year loan is just in the mid-fours now with good credit. A 15-year note is even less. Do you want to remodel your home or pay off those pesky credit cards, get a tax deduction at the same time? You may have all the money that you need. The problem is, it's all in your home. Solution? Dexter Mortgage. We can explain to you your options. Get the money that you need. We make loans honestly without all that double talk. I know that not everyone refinances or purchases a new home every day, but we do. Call me today. I'm Debbie Davis with Dexter Mortgage. We handle government loans like FHA and VA, conventional loans, 30, 20, and 15-year notes, construction loans,
even cash out refinances, straight refinances, and reverse mortgages. We do it all. 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018.
Just Brakes.
What's Just Brakes charge for pads and shoes?
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels, including a lifetime warranty, machining rotors and drums, and inspecting your brakes for just $99.88.
All that for $99.88?
Yes, the warranty even includes parts and labor.
$99.88 for pads and shoes that'll never cost another dime?
At Just Brakes, we really do care.
Most vehicles. Additional repairs at additional costs are required or suggested on most cars. $6 shop fee extra. See store for limited guarantee terms.
Two great reasons to get a motorcycle battery from Batteries Plus. One, you can save $15 on motorcycle batteries. And two, you can't get your motor running if you can't get your motor running. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place. Savings after mail-in rebate. Offer valid on X2 Power motorcycle batteries only. Offer good through May 31st, 2011. Other exclusions may apply. Details at batteriesplus.com.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station, located on the corner of Texas and Holloman, now through May 31st, and receive $15 off X2 Power motorcycle batteries after mail-in rebate. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place.
Aggie Baseball is inviting out all local youth sport teams in the Brazos Valley to attend an Aggie Baseball game for a parade on Olson Field to honor the kids who have excelled in competition. The celebration of excellence will take place before the game Saturday, May 7th, against Dallas Baptist at 2:05. Each player and coach will receive one complimentary ticket to the game, and parents of the players can purchase tickets for only $4. For more information, contact the marketing department, 979-862-5431.
8:13, let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Go to UnitedRoofers.com or go to call it 268-ROOF. That's United.
Through today, partly to mostly sunny skies and breezy. Temperatures during this afternoon will be warm into the mid-80s, and tonight it's cooler, drier with clear skies, and down between 50 and 55 by early Thursday morning. Looks like a real nice day coming up on Thursday. Seasonably warm, 80 to 85 degrees and sunny. Clear at night, mid to upper 50s, mostly sunny and a bit warmer on Friday. High temperature then, middle to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So, now, it's only fair, guys. Last week we had Dennis Maloney in, and it was time for Ask Dennis, and Dennis gave us some painting tips, as Dennis does. Do y'all have any questions for the mayor that you know you'd like to get answered as far
like
as
real estate questions
or something like that? You know, property development questions.
Yeah, we could talk about real estate. I heard Chase earlier talking about his. Kids need to stay at home when they go to A&M or Sam Houston. Chase, I would tell you to start investing now and buy that rental property today. It'll be paid off by the time your kids get into college. They still will be living rent-free, and you can write that off in your taxes.
I understand. There's a problem with liquid assets available to make that happen, though. So.
Yeah, I understand. That's it. All right. And, Tom, you have any questions for real estate associated for the
Who's that one? Smooth voice that voices your radio ads?
Oh,
he's awesome, Tom.
Yeah,
I know. Self-serving.
Golly.
Self-serving?
Yeah, and when it gets to closing, you know, Tom will be in there going, no. I'll tell you, Jason, if you could just kind of do me a deal here, just shave a point or two, just help us out.
I've never asked that.
I know.
Of course, the opportunity hadn't come up
That's
yet.
Exactly right. So
everything's negotiable.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. Anyway, Jason Myanski joins us this morning.
Good morning.
How are you today? One of the things is I noticed this morning in the paper that it's time, based on the census, to probably redraw some lines among the city of Bryan and how council members are elected, and that's one of the things that y'all discussed and took action on.
Yes, sir. Basically, every 10 years we do redistricting, and we've had a lot of growth on our east side and a lot of growth on our west side, so we're going to have to redraw the single member districts, which Bryan has. We've got a couple of districts that have lost some population, so we're going to have to reconfigure and redraw those lines to make it even and representative of the population in those areas. So yeah. We're going through that process right now. Hope to have that finished by the end of this year.
Now, you did this without any discussion in open council, so kind of give us some background on that. I mean, I don't know that people care necessarily. They want to be represented. They don't care who their representative is necessarily, but why was there no public discussion on this?
Well, there was very little public discussion. Most of it is set in stone on how the process is going to be. You know, there's federal guidelines that are involved in making sure that You know, we don't draw people out of their certain districts. It's important to the city council in Bryan that we try to maintain the integrity of the neighborhoods. We've had Memorial Forest split for 10 years, half and three and half and four. So, you know, it took, you know, split that neighborhood when it came to voting. It was very confusing. So one neighbor on one side of the street voted for Ann Horton and the other neighbor voted for Chuck Condulis. So very confusing. So we're going to try to piece all those neighborhoods back together, if at all possible, you know, depending on where the population lies and how that works, because District 4, which is the central part of Bryan, has lost some population. So we're going to have to, you know, gain some and add some from single-member District 3, which is the east side of town. So in doing so, most of the guidelines are set in stone. You know, we've got to work through the Department of Justice, and they'll dictate a lot of what we have to do in this process to make sure it's fair and equitable to all people involved.
Yeah. For folks who haven't lived here for a long time, it was the Office of Civil Rights that caused this whole thing to happen years and years ago. Now we're, what, 50 years ago almost that happened. Now, so this could theoretically cause a change in the makeup of the council itself. We might see that this council would look different next time.
It could very well look different. Right now we have an African-American district and we have a Hispanic district. If you look at the numbers and the population and the growth, you pretty much have two Hispanic districts in one and two now. So it has been so for the past 4 or 5 years. It hasn't necessarily changed the outcome of the elections, but you could have some change in some of the future of the city council of Bryan, depending on the growth and population of Bryan.
Now, timeline is you put this plan together, you have public hearings, the feds have to approve this, but what would be the first election where these new districts would be in effect?
Yeah, May 2012.
Okay, all right. And, you know, that brings up, I was talking to Dennis Maloney last week, and I asked him, well, at least as one member of council, what's your feeling about having city elections at the same time you have other elections in November? Would you prefer that they be different or prefer they be at the same time?
We haven't really talked about that in Bryan. I think Dennis mentioned, you know, the partisanness of the politics of the November elections, where you have Democrats and Republicans or identities to those parties' affiliations. You know, you sometimes get lost in the vigor of the elections. If you're in November, you've got a presidential election, maybe a U.S. Senate election, potentially a gubernatorial election, all the way down to state representative, county commissioners. You know, it makes a city council race seem, or a school board race seem minor, and but you do have a outstanding turnout in November for those elections. So I'm good either way. Personally, I like November elections. That's our slow time of year. And
sure.
So it, campaigning in September, October, November personally suits me better than campaigning in March, April, and May when we're trying to sell real estate. So, you know, so I'm biased when it comes to those issues.
Sure.
But some say you have a lot more people voting in November, so you truly get representative of what the people want in November. It could save some money, possibly, if you do all the elections together. So there's pros and cons of that. We haven't looked at that in Bryan at this point, but if that's something the council decides to explore, I'll be willing to listen to the members and see what we can do.
Another thing that you did, Jason Bianski, the mayor of Bryan, joined us. One of the other things that you did is kind of looked at the master plan for stormwater usage. It's an infrastructure deal that changes as the city grows. I mean, that's a good thing, but you put more pavement down and water kind of moves differently than it did before, and you have to handle that.
Yeah, absolutely. Every time a new development hits, concrete goes down, a new business comes to town, you know, it definitely changes the drainage issues. And so we have to constantly stay on top of those issues and constantly keep reconfiguring where retention and detention ponds need to go. And we have a ranking and priority system that we have in place that we work through staff on, and they'll come back and rank out the areas that need most attention, and we've been doing that.
Where are we in the we've talked a few times about this, that little patch of land right there on 47 that's at the edge of the biomedical corridor development. Where are we? Because I know the Bryan and College Station are having to negotiate some things.
We're negotiating that on a weekly basis with a couple of the council members in College Station, a couple of the council members in Bryan. We're very close to getting that wrapped up. I want to thank Mayor Barry and Mayor Pro Tem John Crompton for their efforts on the College Station side, Mayor Pro Tem Ann Horton, and Council Member Art Hughes on the Bryan side in helping with those negotiations. There's 146 acres that resides in the city limits of College Station that the city of Bryan owns. And so we're looking at some revenue sharing on that property between the city of Bryan and College Station. We're also looking at facilitating some infrastructure servicing and in those areas. We've got we're able to do the sewer on the west side of town. College Station's able to sewer us on the east side of town where we need to grow and develop. And so it'll be some cost-saving methods of the two cities working together and servicing each other's parts of towns where we're growing and developing without spending, you know, $7 to $10 million to do so ourselves. We've got some other infrastructure needs. The Health Science Center Parkway needs to be complete. We've got an overpass that needs to be paid for. Turkey Creek Road needs to be expanded. So there's a lot of infrastructure projects that we're also talking to College Station about and partnering with. But that biomedical corridor, and particularly that area, there's about 200 acres in that vicinity there, some in Bryan, some in College Station, is the wave of the future. There's a lot that's going to happen out there, a lot that is happening out there right now because of the Health Science Center and some of the businesses that have located there. So sure. We're very excited about it in Bryan and College Station.
Well, which leads me to Dennis Maloney being with me last week. And this is what Dennis had to say.
I heard Jason Bianski the other day talking about this thing, and, boy, he waxed eloquently on this. He used every political cliche in the book, except we're doing it for the children. But we did it for partnerships. We did it for getting in front of the curb, getting in front of growth, and this is a great thing, economic development. Listen, Highway 47 has 7,000 cars a day going down it. Munson Avenue has that every day. We have a thing called the Metropolitan Planning Organization, and that's a group made up of both cities, the county, and other governmental entities. They sit down and they look at the transportation needs for our area. They make a list of priorities, and then they decide where the funds should be spent for where the most need is. Nowhere on that list of over 30 projects will you find the bridge to nowhere on 47. But the good old boys went down to Austin, lobbied, and found $9 million that TxDOT told us, our MPO, that they didn't have. Now they have $9 million for a bridge to nowhere. Well, take that $9 million and put it where it's supposed to be. The point is that it's not fair to go in there and say, this is a great project. It is a great project, no question about it. But the need is Rock Prairie Bridge, and that's where that money should go. That's the number one need in the Brazos Valley.
Your comments.
We did it for the children. I think that was the only thing, as Councilmember Maloney said, that I left out of the equation there. But I want to reemphasize that was Prop 14 money. We did go down to Austin this summer. The good old boys, as Dennis calls us, we did lobby for the citizens of Bryan. And this project is a Bryan College Station Tech-Sim University project. This overpass lies on the border of Bryan and College Station. It's going to serve the Health Science Center. The Prop 14 money was set aside for safety projects. It does not compete with the Rock Prairie Bridge and some of the other projects that the Metropolitan Planning Organization has prioritized. So those projects are moving forward that are a concern to the city of College Station. These funds are a separate set of funds that the city of College Station could have applied for, that the city of Bryan did apply for, but they're not competing with this Rock Prairie Bridge that I know Councilmember Maloney was concerned about and some of the other projects that we do rank out on the Metropolitan Planning Organization priority list. So those projects are still in, you know, 1 through 10 order, and they're proceeding ahead as possible. But
well, explain for a minute what Prop 14 is then. So
Prop 14 is money that's set aside. It's kind of extra money from some of these other projects, some of the projects that came in under budget. They'll set aside those dollars for, you know, emergency-type projects, safety projects. Another project in the region that was funded that day was the widening of 105 between Navasota and Montgomery County, which there's a lot of wrecks and accidents over in that area. But this was important to our community, important to the A&M system, important to Governor Rick Perry and everyone involved. You're going to have thousands of kids and employers and employees that are coming in and out of that intersection. I will say they drive a lot faster on Highway 47 than they do on Rock Prairie. You know, there's a cop at every intersection at on Rock Prairie, so you're driving 30 miles an hour. They're driving probably 80 miles an hour on average on Highway 47. So if you're going to have folks coming in out of that facility there. That was an important project. And true, it will help with the growth and development of that area. But again, there's more to grow and to develop on the College Station side than on the Bryan side, if you look at the maps. But that was a project that was, again, well, not competing with the other.
The Prop 14 is important. That's good
information. It's a separate set of funds. We weren't competing with the other projects. Okay. Those other projects are important also.
Right. Well, what else is on your radar screen today?
Well, I want to mention tonight at Texas Roadhouse, the Tip-A-Cop program's going on. It's Wednesday and Thursday night, benefiting Texas Special Olympics. We're very, very proud of our residents of Bryan. And I want to mention that Bryan's very own, Rainey Rodriguez, will be coming to town this week. She is one of our Disney Hollywood movie stars.
Sure.
She will be debuting, premiering her film Prom. So Disney's Prom that comes out on Friday will be premiered here at the Premier Cinema in Bryan.
Yeah.
And she'll be on hand at about 7:30, 8 o'clock to sign autographs, take pictures with her fans. She was previously in Mall Cop, so you've seen her in Mall Cop. Her brother, Rico Rodriguez, is also an actor and successful star. And they're also proud of our former Bryan Mayor Ron Blatchley's granddaughter, Tiffany Thornton, who is doing a lot in Hollywood right now with Disney. And you'll hear on Radio Disney, you'll hear on you'll see her on the Disney Channel and all the different shows that she's involved in. But this week, we're going to be welcoming back our own Rainey Rodriguez.
So we go Hollywood and Bryan.
We are Hollywood and Bryan. So I invite everyone to come out and welcome Rainey back to town and back to this area, and wish her success with her new movie Prom. Also want to mention that First Friday is May 6th, so not this Friday, but the following Friday will be a very successful First Friday in downtown Bryan. So if you haven't ventured into downtown Bryan to see what all is going on, we've got several new restaurants that have popped up since last First Friday. So I invite everyone to come out and try those. Also want to mention that Texas Reds is October 7th and 8th. It's coming up. It's right around the corner. So I want to tell everyone to get that on your calendars in downtown Bryan. And also when you're out and about on a Sunday and you see 1,500 plus lemonade stands around town, I invite everyone in Bryan College Station to stop and support our youth of the Brazos Valley here and buying some lemonade from them. And I also want to mention a new business that just opened up in Bryan. We had a ribbon cutting last week. Pincrow is hiring about 500 employees.
Yeah.
It was announced around Christmas of last year, so it was definitely a Christmas gift for a lot of the underemployed and unemployed in the Brazos Valley that have the opportunity to work at Pincrow, wages anywhere from $10 to $20 an hour with benefits. So had an opportunity to visit with the folks last week, and they've hired already 100 folks. They've got about 400 more to go. So we welcome Pincrow to town. You know, and in the economic times that we're seeing right now, it's important that as elected officials, we do our best to attract jobs of all varieties here to the region to support our economy and the labor force that we have here.
Absolutely. Thanks for the time this
morning. Thank you, Scott.
You bet. That's Jason Bianski, the mayor of Bryan.
I'm Dave South, and welcome to Inside Aggie Athletics, brought to you by the College Station Medical Center. Our hospital is an Aggie tradition. Healthcare, it's what we do. A reminder, fans, for the latest news, scores, schedules, releases, listen to this radio station or go to AggieAthletics.com. We'll have today's Inside Aggie Athletics reports in a moment. Aggie Baseball is inviting out all local youth sport teams in the Brazos Valley to attend an Aggie Baseball game for a parade on Olson Field to honor the kids who have excelled in competition. The Celebration of Excellence will take place before the game Saturday, May 7th, against Dallas Baptist at 2:05. Each player and coach will receive one complimentary ticket to the game, and parents of the players can purchase tickets for only $4. For more information, contact the Marketing Department, 979-862-5431. Aggie baseball team is going to be on the road this coming weekend up in Columbia, Missouri for three games with the Tigers. And then next Tuesday night, that will be the 3rd of May, the Aggies will travel down to San Antonio to take on UTSA at Wolf Stadium. The Aggs won't get back home again until the 5th of May that's a Thursday, by the way, when they take on Dallas Baptist Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for those three games. So that's the next home series for A&M, starting on the 5th of May, a Thursday against Dallas Baptist at 6:35 that night. Hey, earlier this week, we visited with Tyler Naquin, the Aggie right fielder. The sophomore is from Spring Klein Collins. By the way, he was drafted 3rd out of high school in the 3rd round by the Baltimore Orioles. Had a great high school career there,
at Klein Collins, Spring Klein Collins, and he's having a great career at Texas A&M. His freshman season last year, he hit 244, started 47 games. He's been in the lineup as a regular every day. Had a highlight earlier this year when he hit for the cycle down at the Minute Maid Park in the Houston College Classic when he went with a single, double, triple, and a home run, and drove in six runs in that game. One of the things that's happened to him, they've moved him into the leadoff role, leading off now, for about, going back to that Texas Tech series. And I talked to him about being the leadoff hitter and his approach toward that. Something that's happened to you, they moved you into this leadoff role. What are the adjustments that you have to make in hitting leadoff versus where you were hitting?
On the leadoff role, you know, you're a guy that, you know, they look to you to get, you know, the game started, jump start the game, get runners on. I try to let the guys behind me see a lot of pitches. Although, you know, if the first pitch of the game is there, the cardinal rule is fastball, first pitch of the game. If it's over the plate, you know, I'm swinging hard. You know, I'm swinging flat, trying to drive something in the gap, you know, to get on second or third base. But other than that, it's a different role. But it's just try to get things going for the rest of the lineup.
Texas A&M sophomore Tyler Naquin from Spring Klein Collins, the right fielder for your Aggies. That's the Inside Aggie Report for this day. I'm Dave South.
Well, we're getting closer to Lemonade Day. It's going to be this Saturday. Lemonade Day, we've talked about it before on Bravo Brazos Valley, and you've heard about it by now. It's a nationwide event that's going to be here right in the Brazos Valley. It'll be on May 1st, and this teaches kids the skills that they need to be successful in the future. Youth learning to set goals, develop a business plan, establish a budget, seek investors, provide customer service, everything it takes to be a small business person. And they're going to do it through lemonade stands throughout Bryan College Station. It's your job to buy lemonade and support these kids. Now today from 4:30 to 5:30 at Blue Baker on University and College Station, it's the Best Lemonade Contest. Sort of a get ready for Lemonade Day coming up on Saturday. There's going to be a bunch of people you know there. Coach Gary Blair of the National Championship Basketball Team. Mayor Nancy Berry, Mayor Jason Byinski, Judge Dwayne Peters will be there also. So why don't you go out and have fun again, 4:30 to 5:30 this afternoon at Blue Baker in College Station. Lemonade Day. One of the guys really on board with this is an entrepreneur himself, very well-known small business owner in Bryan College Station, Larry Hodges.
Tom, this program is absolutely incredible. As you know, we have so many local businesses who do so much for our community. We probably have one of the most giving communities per capita in the country. What makes this program unique is we're actually teaching kids a lesson and learning life lessons that will help them forever. And on top of it, other people will benefit. The charity, part of this deal is really incredible. And I think the impact will be huge. So not only are we helping kids learn, they're going to borrow money from an investor, maybe their parent, maybe a friend. They're going to learn to make a business plan. They're going to have to go buy their ingredients. They're going to have to figure out a profit margin. They're going to learn how to operate a business. And if they're lucky, they're going to make some money. And when they do, our community will benefit. And, I am passionate about small business, and we know Texas A&M is the economic engine of our community. But you know what? Small business is a spark plug and the nuts and bolts. And without small business, where's the innovation coming from? We're going to teach this next generation of kids how important small business is to our communities and how important innovation is. And I think this program is incredible, and I think a lot of business owners, when they see that it's more than just another charity, they're going to want to get involved. And I anticipate the ones that are involved this year are going to be really glad they were, because next year everybody's going to want to be on board.
Yeah, the kids can do anything they want to do with the money that they make from the lemonade stand. They can keep it. They can pay expenses. And hopefully and surely some will set aside for local charities. Now, one great thing about this is that for a period of time, it's going to take these kids away from their computers.
It sure does. And, they get out of their house. They get outside. They're learning. We're talking about math. We're talking everything you could possibly learn, all wiped into something fun.
So what's your job for Lemonade Day? Well, Lene Huebner says, yep, you've got one.
They're either helping a kid run a stand. They're helping take their families to purchase lemonade. or they're participating and volunteering at some of our events. On May 1st, everybody has a job. And I want you to get in your car and put $5 in your wallet or $10 in your wallet, and I want you to go visit five stands and buy five glasses of lemonade and support the hard work of these kids.
Lemonade Day is Saturday, and for more information, go to bcs.lemonadeday.org. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley for Meesan Associates.
WTAW News Time, 836, 73 degrees right now at the studios. 83 for a high today. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Polaris Fun Center. They sell and service fun, not tractors, on Texas Avenue across from Ducky's Car Wash in Bryan. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A week after being fired, the former manager of the Ringer Library in College Station has been arrested for theft. Kathleen Dill turned herself in Tuesday at the city jail. Officer Rhonda Seaton says the city of Bryan, which operates libraries in both communities, sought prosecution, but a second theft victim did not.
The other victim being the Friends of the Bryan Public Library. I believe the allegations of the other incident was over a different period of time. However, we have no case on that because they declined to press charges.
Dill told investigators she took $64 in library card sales and fines on March 5th. She says she intended to repay the money with the next deposit, but failed to do so. An increasing number of complaints about running red lights in College Station has the attention of the police department. A new enforcement campaign has started using plainclothes officers camping out at intersections, placing themselves with a clear view of traffic signals and vehicles. When officers see violators, they'll radio that information to partners in patrol cars, who in turn will make the traffic stop. It's one of several methods planned to decrease red light runners. Taking advantage of lower oil prices means more street paving in Bryan. Last night, City Council approved more projects while paying 20% less than the current price for asphalt. City engineer Paul Casper says the list includes streets in seven neighborhoods.
We try to spread the street maintenance work around town. Didn't say it's completely evenly, but we definitely try to locate it where they're working in a neighborhood at a time. This allows us to increase the life of the pavement.
Repaving is also proposed on Villa Maria from Briarcrest to William Jill Bryan. The complete list of the projects is on our website with this story at WTAW.com. A new poll shows 66% of people surveyed believe the United States is back in a recession. Pollster Scott Rasmussen says homeowners are very concerned, with only half believing their home is worth more than their mortgage.
And that's a huge factor in your personal financial statement. The other, on the short-term cash flow issues, half of Americans don't have any money left over at the end of the month once they pay all their regular bills. That means when gas prices go up or grocery prices go up, they're cutting out of discretionary spending, and it's felt very directly.
Rasmussen says consumer confidence began dropping in February when pump prices started to soar. If you have a Sony PlayStation 3, you like to play games online or stream things like Netflix movies, you'll notice the network has been down for several days. Sony now says the credit card data of PlayStation users around the world may have been stolen because their network was hacked. That's forced it to shut down the PlayStation network for the past week, disconnecting 77 million user accounts. Industry experts say the scale of the breach is staggering and could cost the company billions of dollars. And local Special Olympics athletes are the winners as local law enforcement holds their annual Tip-A-Cop fundraiser tonight and Thursday. Bryan Police Sergeant Jason James says some statewide bragging rights are also on the line.
Bryan College Station Roadhouse raised more money than any other roadhouse in the state of Texas, and actually it raised more than all the roadhouses combined in Austin. And so we did really good. We're excited about it. We're going to push it for two nights this week, and we're going to kind of break away from the summer months and come back and do it back in April.
Tip-A-Cop is tonight and Thursday night from 5:30 until 10:30 at Texas Roadhouse on University Drive in College Station. WTAW News Time, 839, 73 degrees right now. This final news update for the morning brought to you by Polaris Fun Center. Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Polaris Fun Center doesn't just have a line of ATVs and side-by-sides. Polaris Fun Center in Bryan has a whole family of machines built to handle anything you could need, whether it be for trail, hunt, work, or performance. At the head of the pack are the Sportsman XP, the Ranger XP, and the Razor XP, all built for extreme performance. Now through April 30th at Polaris Fun Center, you can get these three extreme machines during one extreme event. It's the Polaris XP sales event, and we're giving up to $1,000 in rebates on select models. Plus, add in some amazing financing with rates as low as 3.99% or even 6 months no interest. So get down to Polaris Fun Center in Bryan today, because with deals this extreme, these machines won't be around long. The Polaris XP sales event, going
going on now at Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. Visit Polaris.com for more offer details or visit Polaris Fun Center at 1517 South Texas Avenue across from Ducky's in Bryan. The all-new Polaris Fun Center in Bryan, where we sell and service fun, not tractors.
Now is the best time to schedule your child's annual well check at UPA. Whether it's immunizations for school or a physical for sports or camp, call UPA today at 696-4440. Voted best of the Brazos, UPA is the only pediatric practice with three Texas Monthly Super Doctors on staff. Always open Saturdays and Sundays, UPA accepts most insurance, including the Scott and White Health Plan. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
Having severe back pain and sciatica can bring life to a standstill. You can't work, can't take care of the house, or even sit in the car for a 30-minute drive. You can't remember the last time you had a restful night's sleep. And it's almost impossible for anyone around you to understand how you feel. Hello, I'm Dr. David Bailey, chiropractor at Bailey Health and Wellness Center in Bryan, Texas. If you hate the idea of more pain pills, more injections, or even back surgery, but don't know what else to do, call me for a free consultation about my safe, gentle, and effective treatment program available nowhere else in the Brazos Valley that gives most folks significant relief in just 2 weeks. This unique treatment program is covered by most insurance plans, so call 822-2225 for your free, no-obligation consultation at Bailey Health and Wellness Center, 822-2225.
That's Bailey Health and Wellness Center, 822-2225.
842. Let's do some weather that does not include rain. Well, I mean, I'd prefer to do weather that does include rain, but that ain't the weather. So, time for the weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communication, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Through today, partly to mostly sunny skies and breezy. Temperatures during this afternoon will be warm into the mid-80s, and tonight it's cooler, drier with clear skies, and down between 50 and 55 by early Thursday morning. Looks like a real nice day coming up on Thursday. Seasonably warm, 80 to 85 degrees and sunny. Clear at night, mid to upper 50s, mostly sunny and a bit warmer on Friday. High temperature then, middle to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, work. We're so busy.
Yes.
Things going on. Anyway. All right, so I found out yesterday, and I think we got an email also, that the lady that we talked about, who's 73 years old, who was dropped into the ocean, passed away. We didn't know that.
No,
we apologize for it.
No, we didn't.
Levity of the situation that ended poorly, okay? But again,
well, I think we talked about how tough she was.
It was still poorly handled by the rescue crew. Yeah. And by us. Hello.
Y'all going to hear the presidential speech in about 5-10 minutes?
I don't know. What's it about? What's he talking about?
Oh, he's probably going to talk about his birthday.
We're not going to do that. Thank you. We had that on at 8 o'clock this morning.
Scott's going to treat it like the Academy Awards announcement.
By the way, while you're talking about the Academy Awards, just want to let you know that they've set the date for the broadcast. That's all. I'm just letting you know that. I won't go tell you when it is.
No, that's okay. Well, I mean, it's like a year from now, right?
Yeah,
I mean, yeah. I mean, we got time to promote it.
So, as, yeah.
Which I know we will.
So, as I was mentioning, the passing of a man who has impacted the world of television news anchors. So we ought to make mention. Dying at the age of 91. We only found out about it yesterday. He died on April the 20th at the age of 91. Was the the engineer who I guess co-developed the teleprompter. His name was Hub Shafley. Now I want you to think about how television news anchors would be different if there hadn't been teleprompters.
We cannot sustain. Oops.
Was that my?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
goodness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's not what he was thinking. Oh,
they're goodness. Sweating bullets back there. Yeah. Right now.
The first teleprompter was a motorized.
They're delicious drinks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They what?
They're delicious drinks.
That's what I thought. The first teleprompter was a motorized scroll of paper.
Yeah.
Inside half a suitcase, and in fact, the purpose of it was not for news or sports anchors. I'm sorry, I didn't say sports anchors. I should have said them as well, because they're in the exact same boat as news.
Yeah, because the only ones on your television newscast that don't use prompters would be your weather peeps.
Yeah, that's it. And again,
they don't use prompters at all. No,
really.
Well, they have, because the prompter can either be what they call program or can be a prompter, because it's just a screen where the lens of the camera is. So you have no choice. You have to have something on there.
Yeah.
And the weather people that I know, all the ones that I've worked with, chose to have it on program because that way they can see themselves, and that's how they can look at the directly at the camera and point to Columbus on that map and tell you how it's raining in Colorado County.
Yeah, yeah. I know the monitors are off to the side, that they're looking at, right?
No,
aren't they?
They are. That's what I just said.
Yeah, right.
There's also one directly on the camera.
Oh, okay.
That way they flip the switch and they see themselves. Anyway, he's 91 years old. And the reason they did it was for soap opera actors, because tons and tons of dialogue.
Sure. And
help
every day.
Out with that.
Right, yeah.
And as any news anchor can tell you, really, one of the most important people in that news strip is the person who's taking care of the teleprompter.
Oh, yeah.
Because,
no doubt.
If something happens, guess what? They suddenly see you. You got no clue what page is in front of you. You're trying to find the script. And when you look down, guys, they can see your bald spot. So
that's right. That's right.
So for all those reasons.
And they got to know how fast you read and what you're I use a teleprompter on the introduction to the veterans show each time. So, I'd be lost without it.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
Want your child to be a success? Have them read. I know. I mean, read. Really? Like books and stuff? Is that what you mean?
Nah.
Want them to do that? Have them back off the sports and pile on the reading. A new study from, it's from Oxford University. Come on, man.
Yeah, we could beat the crap out of them in football.
They suggested playing sports.
Because they'd come out playing, ready to play soccer.
Yeah. Researchers studied nearly 20,000 questionnaire responses from people born in 1970. The responses detailed their extracurricular activities at age 16 that they could talk about and their careers at the age of 33. Researchers found, guess what? Girls who read during their teenage years had a 39% chance of holding a professional or managerial position in their 30s. The boys' numbers were similarly revealing. Probability of jumping from 48 to 58% in males if they read during adolescence. Yeah, I mean, read, like books.
Mm-hmm. Books. Yeah, books.
Hello?
So when y'all fumble on air, is it because of the guy who's running the teleprompter?
Yep,
absolutely.
Exactly
it is.
Right. There's no
as
doubt
far
about
as you know,
it.
Sir.
Yep, that's exactly
but
right.
But we maintain eye contact the entire time.
And everything we do here is texted. Just so you know, we have everything right here. Hello.
They have an app for iPads that does teleprompters. So if you need an excuse for Ben to buy y'all's iPads, I guess that would be
it. That'd be a good idea.
How about that?
Yeah, they do. They do have that now.
I'll work on that.
Yeah.
So in other words, they can hold that up and. So the guy I saw doing that presentation the other day was really, he was reading it off his iPad, huh? He wasn't just
possibly
eloquent, because he was pretty eloquent.
Mm-hmm. Okay? He was waxing an elephant?
He was.
That's right. speaking of texting, when we were talking red light cameras, I got a text from somebody that says, a soccer mom in minivan just ran red light in front of me. Ironic, though. I'm also texting while moving, and my inspection sticker's expired.
Pot kettle.
Scofflaws abounding.
That's it. Pot kettle. Just remember, before you start turning somebody else in, make sure.
Yeah.
It
goes back to the age-old wisdom from Carlin, everybody who drives faster than you is a maniac. Everybody drives slower than you is an idiot.
Hi, I'm Tim Metzer, General Manager at Bluebonnet Country Golf Course just outside Navasota. We would like to invite you to join us for the 6th Annual Bob Witten Memorial Golf Tournament on Saturday, May 21st, 2011. The tournament will be a four-man scramble that costs us $85 a person or $340 per team. This includes breakfast, lunch, and many prizes. For more information, contact the Navasota Chamber of Commerce or call us at 936-894-2207. Again, the number is 936-894-2207, or you can visit us online at bluebonnetcountry.com.
Hi, Tom Turbeville here. It was several years ago after a hailstorm in College Station that I found myself in need of a new roof, and that was a first for me. Didn't really know how to go about arranging for that, how to file for the insurance, how to get a clue on how much I'd be paying out of my pocket. Really thought, what a hassle this is going to be. Well, it wasn't, because I called Schulte Roofing. They did so much more than just put on a new roof, which they did in a day and a half professionally, and then, of course, did all the cleanup. I just had to sit and watch. Now, before they started, David came out, explained clearly all my options as far as the grade of roof I could get, the different warranties that came with, and right then and there told me to the penny how much I'd get from insurance and how much would be left for me to pay. So there were no questions.
and something I thought would be a massive ordeal was quite simple for me. Call them at 1-800-4-ROOF or go to their website, SchulteRoofing.com.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath and Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Okay, so we know that the birth certificate's been released now. You know that.
Okay, so, real one.
Yeah, so now we all feel better.
So are there any other surprises, like his father's not his father or anything like that, like they were saying?
Yeah, but
I just, once again, I told you boys this off the air. I love the fact that the reporter at the top of the hour said, I have a copy in my hand. He was born, born male. And oh, yeah, well, that settles it right there.
I'm just saying, I have in my hand.
The birth certificate?
A copy of the, well, not.
You
not
do?
I have a copy.
You do? Does it have a raised seal on it and everything? Oh.
Patrick printed this up for me from the White House website, and it is green on black. Okay, in other words, it is a black, basically a black square I hold in my hand with green printing on it.
Yeah, he showed it to me. You have to hold it at the right angle just to be able to read it.
Able to read it. But anyway, so that's part of the problem, too. You can't read the dang thing.
Yeah, and it wasn't on a prompter.
Well, I've got a conspiracy about that.
So, there. Wow. Oh.
So what does it say?
Well, I'm not, well.
Born in Hawaii?
Go get it yourself.
Okay.
Anyway, so YouTube is about to offer a major movie-on-demand service. Now, you know who owns YouTube? That'd be Goggle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they've offered movie rentals for a while. But now this deal in place with major studios like Sony Pictures, Warner Brothers, Universal, and Lionsgate. In another step that away from DVDs as a primary delivery system for home movie viewing. Oh, by the way, did you see that more people currently subscribe to Netflix than Comcast?
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I can tell you right now, because we had that story this morning, the PlayStation Network thing was I was really curious what in the world was going on because we have, you know, obviously you have to have Wi-Fi, and well, I don't guess you have to have Wi-Fi, but we do at the house,
right.
And everything else was working except when I tried to log into my Netflix account through my PS3, one time it just kept saying that it couldn't log in, and then later on it was saying that the network was down for maintenance, and I thought that was odd on Easter weekend that it would be down for maintenance.
Certainly,
but.
The YouTube service will allow users to purchase movie rentals transitionally rather than by subscription. And
what do you mean transitionally?
Well, in that you, I presume that you can just buy in.
So like an a la carte thing?
Yeah, I think that's it. Also, what's kind of interesting is the YouTube deal is going to that's going to make them a competitor of iTunes, because now iTunes has a deal with all the major studios. Apple does. But Paramount, Fox, and Disney have refused to join the YouTube thing. But they'll roll their service out next week. It'll be there.
And I think I've said this on here before, the selection of movies on the Netflix streaming.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, obviously, if you're doing the DVD thing, which we do that too.
Sure.
That's pretty much any movie anywhere, anytime. All right. That's available on DVD. But it's much more limited when you stream it, and it's got some pretty crummy movies on there, to be quite honest. But at the same time, what makes it worth it is their television selection is pretty darn awesome.
Yeah.
because they have, you know, if you want to go back and watch a television series, just about any series you can think of is available on there. So, although if they don't come out with Dexter Season 3 pretty soon, I may have a spastic
You're
fit.
Not going to be happy about that. No. You're going to be tough to deal with.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been waiting for a long time.
Have you written them?
No, I haven't sent. I've shaken my fist in the yard, but yeah. I do that a lot. So.
Yeah.
You know, I'm watching.
You're that guy.
Kids, yeah. Rain, uh-huh. Dogs.
Yeah.
If I didn't know the dog pooping in my yard, I'm going
to
declare.
Citizens in South Korea found a way to get ahead in the struggling economy that we
send
have.
Them to North Korea is where I'm going to send the dogs.
Yeah. South Koreans are removing their gold teeth and selling them.
Well, yeah, because really? Look how much gold's worth.
Yeah, it's up to 1,500 or so.
Gold dealer Nam Brown.
Brown.
No, Nam.
Nam Brown.
Nam. Quote, we are handling gold teeth far more than usual as the price of gold is rapidly increasing, end quote. That's probably a rough translation. His company now regularly buys teeth, fillings, and crowns. Customers send in pictures of their teeth for free estimates.
Oh, really? God. How would you like to be that appraiser? What do you do? I'm a photo appraiser for people's gold teeth. They just send me pictures.
Oh, I know it's a different world out there for some folks, but oh, please. All right, let's see what else we got going on. With more than 13 million people still unemployed, job seekers are working every angle to try to get an edge. This is a little helpful hint for you. Remember how your mom told you that you needed to have good manners?
Yeah.
Like maybe writing a thank you note?
Yeah. Wear clean underwear?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it has anything to do with the interview.
You never know. Can't hurt.
But a thank you note does.
Now, actually, well, do you mention to the interviewer that you're wearing clean underwear? I
mean, not in the thank you note.
I think perhaps if it comes up, you know.
Yeah.
You never know when it might
happen. If you're asked, I guess you got to answer. Yeah.
Could be bad. All right,
anyway.
If they know your mom and want to know, I mean, you kind of have to answer them.
Yeah.
But they say that more people
Otherwise, they'll run into her at the beauty parlor and be like, I asked Chase in that interview, and he said he wouldn't answer the question.
I'm so off him. No.
Really. He's not getting that job.
No, so. He's not going to do it. That's it. All right. I think we've spoiled enough of people's day today. On this date in history.
I love this part.
1965. Edward R. Murrow died. He was 57.
Oh, God.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Who says smoking's not healthy for you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, I can't stop now. That'd leave you a minute and a half. You'd wreak havoc for a minute and a half.
Well, keep going. I got to get something off the printer. I thought you were going to take another break.
you just play it. Just play a 30-second commercial.
I'm just going to do dead air.
How's it going?
Fine. We were waiting on you.
Well, I told you. I don't move to the printer like I used to. Still got a minute and a half.
And on this date in history.
Yo, I love this part.
Yeah. In 1981.
Really? Were you all just quiet while I went to the printer?
Yeah, that's what I was told to do.
Yeah. He said, play another commercial. I said, no.
No.
He said, no, we're just going to have dead air. I was like, oh, okay.
Well, you know, we always started this segment like at 53. I thought, sure, he's going to play another.
No, I got done.
Okay.
If you'll notice,
aren't
we're,
you
doing
something?
Things, we're doing things different in the first hour of the show.
Okay,
that. Anyway.
All right.
The computer mouse was introduced in 1981.
Got
that
one right here.
There you go.
Yeah,
All right, now you have 52 seconds.
There you go. Katie Couric, of course, confirming she's leaving. She says, I know, but that wasn't the news. She says she's going to do a more multidimensional storytelling type show. And no exit date yet for when Scott Pelley will take over. Dancing with the Stars, Chris Jericho was eliminated, but he joked about it last night. He says, that's okay. I have to fly over to England for the royal wedding anyway. He's a wrestler, by the way. And
yeah.
And I'm...